Pulp MX Network production.
This is the Rocky Mountain ATV MC Kiefer Tested Podcast, the podcast you come to for the straight insight on all things moto-centric. Hard parts, bikes, gear, suspension, motor mods, and more. It's Kiefer Tested. Here he is, Chris Kiefer.
Howdy-ho, what's up? How's it going? This is Chris Kiefer. Welcome to the Rocky Mountain ATVMC.com Kiefer Tested Podcast, presented by FXR Racing and REP Suspension. How in the hell are you guys doing? Hey, we were gone for about a week, and now we're back in the tumbleweed hell of America, Hesperia, California. We are here in the studio live right now on a Tuesday afternoon, fresh. That's right. Just fresh out of the oven from the Interstate 10 West from Texas. And holy hell, was it a trip. So we're here to break it all down for you from the Spring National in Freestone. Is it, what is it? A Freestone Park? Freestone Motocross?
Freestone MX.
Freestone MX in what?
Wortham,
Texas. Thank you for the information there, Heather and Aiden. They are here. My family is here to talk about everything that went down. You guys seem to love these recaps of these amateur races, so we're going to break it down as we always do here, Kiefer style. We're going to talk about what our family interactions were, other people's interactions, things that we saw, things that we liked, things that we disliked.
What's going to happen?
Road trip, what, everything here. We're going to do it all here on this show.
What's going to happen when we no longer have to go to amateur nationals?
We don't do them.
We just don't do them?
Nope. Get it while you can. So everybody liking these episodes, chances are very, very low that I'll be hitting any of these races once Aiden is done with these. So how are we doing on those phones?
We're waiting for you to get
How about that. You grab that phone and give that to Mom real quick? How's that going? Let's start the show out great. Awesome. Awesome. Love to see it. Love to see that. Hey, let's rip off some sponsors. So thank you for the people that are supporting these guys. They make great products and they're great people. Of course, RockyMountainATVMC.com is the place to shop. Before you do that, just like Randy Richardson did last night, he went to KieferInkTesting.com, clicked on the Rocky Mountain banner, the only banner on our very, very disease-free website. Very clean, very nicely shaven. If there is a metrosexual of websites, I feel like ours is that.
Yes.
So click on that Rocky Mountain banner, and that leads you back to Rocky Mountain site, and just live your life, do the shopping, and we get a snippet of what you guys are purchasing. So thank you for the people that actually take the time, about the 7 to 10 seconds that it takes to do that. So thank you very much. I know time is money, so I appreciate you guys clicking on that. And trust me, Rocky Mountain has a lot of things in stock that other people do not, and you can do all kinds of stuff over there. OEM parts, gear, oil, parts for your bike, accessories, pipes, mufflers, silencers, whatever you got, 2, 4-stroke, 4 wheels, you ride a spider. They got stuff for spiders over there too, so go do some shopping over there. Great people. And FXRRacing.com, I feel like, and this is going to sound really biased, but I feel like FXR has some of the best looking stuff there is, Aiden.
They've come a long way.
Right?
They've come a long way.
So use the code KKMX35 to save over at FXRRacing.com. Get yourself a 6D ATR2 FXR branded lid or gear. And if you're a lady, and I saw some little grands of some ladies that came up to me at the Freestone National, say thank you for the code, Kiefer, and they're ripping in their FXR gear, so that's very cool. I have a special code for you. Hit me up, Chris, K-R-I-S, at KieferInkTesting.com.
Does that code also work for regular clothes too at FXR or just gear?
No merch. Just gear.
Oh, that sucks.
Actually, I don't know for sure if it's merch. I doubt it. You can try it. I don't think it'll work on it.
They got some good stuff for...
Did you see what I tagged you in today?
Yeah.
There's all kinds of... They have some new workout gear if you're a lady. FX. So they're trying to expand a little bit. So very cool company. Milt Reimer is the owner of FXR. He was at Freestone Racing, the plus 50 and 45 class. So that's cool. Like to see that. What other company, owner of a company, actually goes racing? You don't see it.
Really don't.
Not a gear company, at least.
No.
Well,
I don't see it.
People that actually have companies or involved in the sport that actually race Bob, still.
Bob, 60.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's a lot of, I just don't see it in the gear world, like the owner. Because some of these gear companies are very, very old, so maybe some of the original owners have passed.
Yeah.
But I just don't see it here. And maybe there is, so you guys see. I'm talking about big companies. I'm not talking about these new startups that you see. Okay, so there's a lot of those around. No hate comms on that. I'm just saying I'm talking about OG companies that have been around a while.
Like Thor,
Fox,
FXR, Fly Racing. Fly Racing's actually still very involved in racing, so I'd like to see that. So anyway, go visit them, fxrracing.com. And thank you so much to Mark and the guys over at REP Suspension. They were at Freestone. They brought their rig. They were doing suspension for everybody that came up to the rig. They redid Aiden's suspension. They redid mine. Freestone was a nasty, nasty track. We're going to talk about the track, but man, you had to have a good setup, and you want one of those at repsuspension.com. Go visit those guys if you have, especially if you have a KTM, Yamaha, or Kawasaki, because those are the three brands that I've been heavily involved in with some settings and some testing with Mark. So go visit them, repsuspension.com, and use the code KKREP to save yourself $100 off of a revalve. So that's quite a bit. Actually, so that's pretty nice. And all of our 2024 sponsors, Power Motorsports, KTM, Yamaha, Kawasaki, special prices for Kiefer-tested listeners. I'll get you in contact with David over there. Works Connection, that just came out with a new purple Pro launch.
I saw that. Looks good.
So we got some. He sent us some. So we're going to run some. Purple will look good on a Kawasaki, I feel like.
Yeah, I thought it would. Eddie doesn't think so, but I think so.
I think purple looks good on green.
Yeah, I like purple.
I don't know
together.
If purple's going to look good on a... I guess it will be all right on a blue bike, too.
Yeah, well, it's dark, so...
Not a Suzuki, though. Anyway, if you don't like it, there's a red one. So, Kiefer20 is the code to save over at Works Connection. 6D helmets, Kiefer24 is the code to save over there. If you want to get a new ATR2, there's nothing past 2 right now. Don't get me in trouble. Dunlop Motorsports, thanks to Rob and the guys over at Freestone hooking us up with MX34s on the weekend. Screenprintingdone.com, there's still merch available, right, Heather?
There's a few items left, yes.
Neil is the guy over at screenprintingdone.com, and he will take care of your shirt needs, hats, sweaters. If you have a bachelor party, bachelorette, you want to make some stupid shirts, he'll do that.
You want to make a stupid wind assist shirt?
I wanted to make a stupid wind assist shirt on the way home that says wind assist, the sign, and says wind assist can go fuck itself.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, Neil. I just had to get that out there. Decal Works, official graphics of Kiefer Inc. testing. I have a code and get you in touch with Sean if you want to get some bitchin' ass graphics for your motorcycle. Alpine Stars, Tech 10, Tech 7 are the boots of choice around these parts, and you can get those over at Rocky Mountain. Oakley, best goggle out there, the Oakley Airbrake. Aiden, just letting you know that. Oakley Airbrake. Best goggle out there. ETS Racing Fuels, MX18. Do yourself a favor. Don't move. Don't go to the gas station. Just go to your computer and click on etsracingfuels.com. Order some fuel. Use the code KIEFERINC to save some money, and you don't have to move. They'll deliver it to you. And your bike will run better, and it'll be faster.
There
so,
you go.
Renthal, thank you to the guys over at Renthal for coming on board in 2024. Parts are coming back in stock. Handlebars, grips. They got some new things coming down the pipe that I can't talk about. I'm excited about that. So that looking forward to doing some more with Renthal. If you guys are a Yamaha bend lover and you can't get the Pro Taper SX race bend, look at the Fat Bar 604 because that mimics the stock YZ bend, and that's what I like. That's what I'm running on my YZ. We're going to talk about YZs on this show as well. So go visit them, Renthal.com. Maxima. Use the code KIEFERINC24 to save over at Maxima and spray some SC1 like Aiden does all over his frickin' bike. Mm-hmm. what else is great? Contact cleaner, chain lube, Maxima chain lube.
Suspension cleaner?
Suspension clean.
MPPL?
MPPL, all of it. KIEFERINC24. Save it over at MaximaRacing.com. All right, we're done. 8 minutes, sorry. So we're here to talk about the Freestone National, like I said at the top of the show. And we just made it back today.
Literally today, like probably 4 or 5 hours ago.
I drove all the way through. These two Kiefers
well, we would have
took
been.
Longer
we
naps.
We offered to drive. We offered. You wouldn't let
I don't know.
Yeah, we did offer many, many times. planned, we would have been home last night, but somebody wanted to stop and ride here.
He wanted to stop in El Paso.
I know.
Think about that. We would have still been driving right now.
Look it. I'm trying to save our lives. Okay?
Well, we did. We're fine. We're here. We're talking.
That's because I drove. If I let you drive in the wind on that piece of shit van, we would have been stacked up off the side of the road, or it would have scared the crap out of you, and then you would have bailed out. I don't want to do this. I know you. You'd be like, I don't want
to
drive this.
I could have drove all the way to Palm Springs.
Oh, boy.
I could have drove all the way to
Palm Springs. If you have a Mercedes van, and you guys hear me talk about this on these shows, on Instagram, no, you can't turn it off. People are saying, oh, you can turn it off. Every time you get in the car, in the van, you just have to turn it off again. No, you cannot turn the crosswind assist off, period. You can turn active lane assist off. You can turn all these other things off, but it doesn't affect the crosswind assist. Yes, I do know that you can change suspension and things, but I haven't done that. I'm a cheap ass. I would love to do a whole van build, and I've been offered, but that guy is up in NorCal, and I have to work, so I need something to put my van in. If you have another van and I can drive for 6 months, awesome. I'm down. But I'm telling you right now, I'm done driving that van across country. I'm done. It's not fun. It's stressful.
Oh, I know.
I'm an asshole because I don't want you talking to me.
I know.
I feel like at any minute, this thing's going to go swap out. And it doesn't make for a relaxing drive. It makes for a tense drive. I get a headache.
Mm-hmm.
I got diesels just going fast enough to piss me off. You know, you got these diesels that drive these two-lane highways side by each for 52 miles. And I don't know if they do it to fuck with you or not, but I'm telling you, they do it to jack with the other cars. And then they suck you in their jet wash, that I like to call it. And then it spits you out.
Well, I did read on one of the message boards that you can deactivate it. Someone did at some company, but they wouldn't say how. So if anyone
That's
knows.
Because they're lying.
They said that they did it.
If someone
like
did it, they would share it. It's the internet.
I don't, well.
And if they did, they would somehow go, hey, I know how to do it. Pay me X amount of money and I'll do it. No one's doing that.
There you go.
So Mercedes, I don't even know if I may have a lemon. I don't know, because I feel like not enough people are talking shit on this.
That's why I told you we need to take it to the Mercedes dealership and have them actually look at it. Because maybe it's really just.
It's bad.
It's real bad.
I told Heather, if there is a company out there that would just ship my van to these races, I would put it on a flatbed, or would put it in these whatever they have and ship it back there and then fly the race just so I don't have to drive. And me and Aiden did the drive to Georgia not too long ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that was in the truck in the Colorado. We took a Chevy Colorado and a 12-foot trailer, and it was totally fine. And it was an ice and all these things. It sucked. But like wind, not a problem. I could relax. I could have conversations. Of course, I had to pay attention. You get tired. You pull over. You go to the hotel. Whatever. But you don't. You're not an asshole to your friends and family. So, and he's shaking his head like he knows. He doesn't know. You want to know why, people? He doesn't know, because he's in the back either A, sleeping, or as soon as your 18-year-old, 16-year-old, whatever you have, get in the van, they just tune you out. Hi, phone. This is my life. Hi, TikTok. This is my life. Hi, Instagram. This is my life. Hi, YouTube. This is my life of a teenager.
In his defense,
it's
probably smarter for him to do that when the shitty wind is happening, because then he'd be yelling at both of us instead of just me.
I'm not debating that, but I'm just saying it would be nice to have a conversation with my son at some point.
I agree.
Did anything get downloaded on the way home?
Nah.
No.
No.
Did it. And I asked my family, you guys out there listening, I asked him, hey, can you write down 5 things that you want to talk about on this show? Yes, we can. Neither of them did it until I had to remind them on the way home, and not right when we live, like 2 to 3 hours from the house. Yes, silence. Exactly. Silence. Exactly.
It got done.
That's the answer.
Exactly. We have them.
Yeah. Listen.
Okay.
We always come
Let's
through.
Talk about Freestone. So.
See, this van's getting you all riled up.
It does. It gets me very angry.
Try being in the van with him. It's not fun.
I'm not even bad. I don't yell until you try to have a conversation with me, and I'm not in the mood because I'm concentrating.
And you're like, oh, look at this. And you're trying to show me something on your phone. I can't do it.
I'm just trying to like.
You can't. You just got to leave me alone.
I know, but it's such a bad feeling because I feel bad because I can't do anything about it.
At any point in time, do you guys ever feel like unsafe?
No.
No, you don't, right? Why?
Sometimes, yeah.
Because you know I will take care of you both. I will make sure we will get home.
No, sometimes I do.
Bullshit.
I know.
When have you ever felt unsafe with me doing anything for you?
When we've had a bad one before.
Yeah. But who pulls it off?
Yeah, but still makes you feel unsafe.
A bad one.
Like a bad crosswind.
Like the time when we were driving home from Oregon and the whole ass end kicked up.
Whole ass end. Oh, yeah, that was
Yeah, that was a bad one.
Ooh.
That was the bad one. That was the worst one.
I wasn't there.
No.
Oh, what was the one that we drove through Mesquite and we hit a hydroplaned a little bit? Remember we hydroplaned?
I don't remember.
That was bad.
All I meant.
Brick. You killed a guy with a trident.
You should lay low
for a while.
The two movie quotes from him, that one and
You from Midland?
You from Midland?
You from Midland?
Jesus.
I should start the show with that.
No.
You from Midland?
No.
Who paying you?
Stop.
I'm Booby Miles. You guys saw the social media on the way home. We stopped at Midland. We're going to talk about that, but we're going to talk about Friday Night Lights too. Freestone, we left. So here's the deal. I haven't been home that much, people. So you bypassed 1 week without a show. I heard your complaints. I got a lot of those through email. I am very sorry that I didn't have a show, but I was back in Florida, Triumph Intro, and then immediately from Florida, I went to Alabama to do a test. I was there for a week, flew home, and then drove my lovely family to Texas in our lovely Mercedes Sprinter van.
Mm-hmm.
And hence the reason why now we're here to talk about Freestone. So
all
apologies. We're looking to be back up and running on a weekly basis from here on out. And we got some cool podcasts coming down the pipe. Two-stroke stuff. We have Factory Edition 250 KTMs. All these new bikes coming out. And then pretty soon, man, May rolls around. And then KTM's going to have all these new bikes. As well as off-road. I'm going to bring Michael Allen in here. We have a bunch of off-road stuff to talk about. And I'm going to do some tutorial videos on my YouTube. So if you haven't subscribed to the YouTube channel yet, do that. I hear your guys' complaints and your wants that you what you guys are looking to do and what you need from me. And we're going to do some suspension tuning videos. A lot of you guys need to learn how to tune your suspension. If you feel one thing, which way you should go on your clicker. So we're going to break all that down over on my YouTube because it seems like you guys want some more videos. So I'm going to do that. So yeah, a lot of things coming down the pipe, so apologies for skipping a week, but we are here now, and we're going to talk a bunch of shit. All right, so Freestone, so we drove out there, not much to talk about driving out, right? Nothing really.
Normal. Wind assist.
That was early, through Palm Springs, I was already over it. I told Heather, here's the thing, hold on, I know this show starts out with anger, okay? But I hate traffic, and we talk about this on Pulp. I know you can't do anything about it, but as soon as you leave the house, we're sitting in an hour of traffic before you're trying to drive 20 hours. That sucks.
And we weren't even 20 minutes from the house.
No. So in California, you just got to plan your way around. If we would have left at 3, it would have been fine, but we left at 6, and it wasn't. So congratulations to all you families that travel for your children and do these things for your children because you are saints. I don't do as nearly as much as some of you guys that are traveling. I mean, some of you guys might be listening to this show and you're still in Texas listening, you know, riding Springading. And I'm out. I got to come back to work. I got to ride dirt bikes. I got to make money. I got to test. So I can't stay there for 2.5 weeks. There's no way. And it's expensive as shit.
Yeah.
So yeah, props to all you families doing it out there. I know it takes a lot of money and maybe some of you guys have money, but the ones that are middle class like us, you're the real MVPs because I know how much it cost you guys to do it. I mean, it cost us literally, it was $2,000 for an Airbnb, right?
Yeah.
Because we do the Airbnb thing. Even if we had the hotel, I'm sure it'd be maybe a little bit cheaper, but not much, right?
It'd probably be about the same, honestly.
Fuel cost was $600. Aid to Aiden to sign up was about $400.
Yeah.
So yeah, you're looking at a $3,000 trip, and that's a lot of money. That's almost, in some areas, 2 months of mortgage.
Right.
So lots of, that's not even count parts, right? So we're getting most of the time, I still buy some stuff at Rocky Mountain, but most of the time we're getting free parts. We got bikes. So a lot of these things we don't have to worry about. So it could cost you guys anywhere between $3,000 to $5,000 for one of these races.
Right.
So we had practice on Wednesday, racing on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Unlike last year where we got out of there on Saturday. What?
We got out on Sunday because you raced Sunday.
Oh, I did?
Yeah. I finished Saturday. You raced Sunday.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, you're right. For some reason, I thought we had a day. We left a day early.
No, well, we left and then went to the other Airbnb because we were going to stay for Springading, but then your dad had been in the hospital, so we decided just to spend like a day and kind of recoup and then drive home.
Okay.
And not go to Spring.
So unlike last year, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think I am. Vets, we didn't start racing until Saturday morning. We had practice Saturday morning, and we had first moto Saturday, second moto Sunday. That's how it was. And that's what was on the schedule when we left Hesperia, California, to go race Freestone MX.
Yeah, because I showed, didn't I showed you
I this. Looked at it, so you didn't have to show me. I saw it.
I know what I was seeing, right?
Yeah, you know your truth.
I know my truth.
I know my truth.
And you agree with my truth this time.
I did, because I saw it, physically saw it. So we get there. There's a practice order, and it says open vets. I'm like, yeah, whatever. I'm just probably letting guys practice if they're here. Didn't think anything of it, right?
Well, they had even pushed the start back for practice because they were waiting for people to roll in from Daytona. So that was already from the get-go. They'd already pushed things back.
Yeah. So, which is fine. I mean, that's no, wasn't
not
a big deal.
Not hating on it, but I'm just saying, like.
Well, it comes to find out, let's talk about the track a little bit before we move on.
Okay.
What was the track like on
throughout
practice?
The whole week?
Just practice.
Just practice? It sucked.
Elaborate?
It was pretty bad. It was like, throughout the whole track, there was probably two ruts. Throughout the whole track.
So it was more California based.
I honestly thought it was worse in California, honestly.
So flat, hard like, pack, it, edgy?
Honestly, yeah, it reminded me of LACR for some reason. I don't know why, but it reminded me of LACR.
Really?
Two ruts on the whole track.
Mm-hmm.
Choppy. Yeah, there's like two ruts, and they're like just silt, like little.
Okay.
And it was almost like... They kind of suspected, like, rain or something and didn't prep it deep or anything.
Well, I mean, to have Aiden's back, Shorty came by. Andrew Short's been racing because his kid's been racing. And Andrew said he was there for a Texas Winter Series, and it was really bad. He just left. He's like, I'm out. It wasn't good. Wasn't prepped good. And so when we complain about these things in here in Southern California, I guess it happens in a lot of areas. And to their defense, it hasn't been raining much there. But... whatever, you have water, you have a water truck, you know how to prepare. This is a big national. So nonetheless, practice didn't look good. Even when I was out there, I was like, yeah, I'm not missing. I'm glad I'm not racing.
Yeah, it wasn't much.
So if my plan was if Aiden was going to wrap up on Saturday with all of his motos, I wasn't even going to race. I'm just going to pack it up. We're just head home.
Yeah.
And so we get through practice on Wednesday, and then we're back at the Airbnb, and it says... they give us the race order, which to their credit this year, they did good with the race order. We had it enough time.
Yeah.
We knew exactly what we were doing. The practice order was up. So all of that was great. I feel like that was better this year than it was last year.
Yep.
Yes, from what I remember, yes.
But what was screwed up was...
the vets were in the race order.
The vet was in the race order. So we're sitting there looking at this race order going, nah, that can't be. They just might loop us in on starting on Saturday or whatever. So I'm thinking, no way. And so we show up Thursday morning... and Vet 35 is racing. I'm like, well, that was a race, one of the
Vet
races.
50. It was Vet 50 was the first Vet race.
Yeah, and then they have Vet 35. They had, you know, all these guys on the schedule. And I'm like, well, last year I rode 35 and 45, and that's in the moto. So I had Heather go down the sign up, and they're like, yeah, we're racing. And they almost weren't going to let me race because I was late.
Yeah, I went to sign up, and I was like, is it too late to sign someone up? And the lady was like, oh, yeah, registration closed. And, you know, and I don't think we can add anything because there's just so many riders. I'm like, well, it's – I'm thinking, okay, well, it's not like it's 250B or schoolboy or, you know.
Right, well, there's not that many vets, right?
Right. I'm like, well, it's just Vet 45. And she was like, oh. I'm like, there's no division in that. And she's like, let me go ask. Oh, yeah, it's fine. I'm like, okay, thank you.
So when you tried to make the point to them that we did this last year, she wasn't having it.
I said, yeah, I told her, I'm like, well, last year they raced and it was different. Like the schedule didn't show them racing. And she was like, no, it's been that way. And I was just like, okay, she was super sweet, older lady. I'm like, I'm not going to even argue with her. Like, there's no point. They let me sign you
yeah,
up,
right.
Whatever.
Who cares? Yeah.
Moving on.
Yeah. So if you're going to plan on racing, and I said this earlier. I feel like when you go to these amateur races, they don't give a shit about vet riders. They don't care about us. We're pieces of shit.
You're filling.
It's just shit. We're just shit. They don't care.
Yeah.
Which to me, I get bummed out on because vet racers, although to their credit, there's way more riders in other classes than vets, and that's on us. You vet riders out there, you ain't showing up to race, so they can't give a shit about us if you don't show up and race. When we have 10 to 12 people in our class,
right,
that's nothing. So, but what I don't like is they just kind of push us off to the side. Even kind of at Loretta's and these things, I feel like we're a side show. Oh, we're just going to, it's gate filling or, you know, race filling.
Right.
We need to show them like these vet riders are like the backbone of the sport. They're the ones spending the money. They're buying the bikes. They're doing it. And then also the dads are buying the bikes for the kids. They rode. Like, this is the true, like, yoke of our sport is the vets.
Well, I feel like at Loretta's you guys get a little bit more acknowledgement than you do at, like, these races.
But my call out is to you guys that do race and then don't decide to race these races, come out and race. Like, it's good for you, for one. The tracks are a lot gnarlier, but you'll learn a lot racing. But yet they're safe. They get gnarly, but they're not fast. They're slow and technical when they get chewed up. So to me, it's more safe. So if you guys are worried about, like, oh, I don't want to race or sit around all day, bring your kids, race with your kid. That's what I do with Aiden. And then I can't sit around and just be bored of it, so I got to do something, so I'm racing. That's what Shorty's doing.
Yeah.
Shorty's, I mean, he raced pro, he raced 35, you know, so he's doing all kinds of stuff. I've been there. I've done that with Aiden this year. I've backed off on that. But, like, we need to show them that, hey, we're here to race as well. Let's try to get 20 guys at least on the gate, and maybe that narrative will change a little bit.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you're up on the podium and there's not anybody that gives a shit, they're like, yeah, do we really need these classes? Like, we're going to World Mini. And they have one vet class. They have.
Well, I think World Mini is basically just like a kids event, though. I don't really think they base it around.
Well, they still can be a kids event, but you can have 2 to 3 vet classes. It's not that big of
a
deal.
Look at Don's deal. It's look at Mini Major. They only made it to a kids thing.
But that's a. It's listen to what you just
in
said.
In World Mini, did they have back yes. in the day? Did they have vet classes?
Yes. Just like one of my sponsors here on the show, and I totally forgot to read that. You guys can go International Vet Motocross Association, Vet MX International, used to be oldtimersmx.com. They have several races, and they cater to vet riders, which is cool. You need all the young groms to get in there, but if you're a vet rider, you're over the age of 30, they have classes. Glen Helen, March 23rd and 24th, they're having one. Hangtown, April 27th and 28th. So those are the next two. So if you're an older guy, you like to go race, and there's a big gate, and they do a good job, so you can go do that. But I still feel like, honestly, on these amateur races, they could do a little bit better for the vet guys. That's all I'm saying. So, anyway.
That's your rant. That's,
anyway.
No, it's just something I wanted to talk about. Like, I want more guys to race. I'm up Steve's ass. I'm up Dave's ass about racing. Like, it's fun to go race with your buddies, right?
Right.
I like racing.
Well.
And with Aiden, so I can talk to him about the track, you know?
Well, and if they would do it like they did last year where they actually just designated 2 days for vets or 1 day for vet, whatever, maybe more guys would show up. Maybe they choose to not come because, like, well, I don't know where I'm going to be and I don't want to spend a whole week. I can't, you know.
Right.
Vet guys are also guys that have jobs, so they can't really take off a whole week and go spend a week.
Talk a little louder and push that mic up.
A week in Freestone, you know.
Yep. All right, Aiden. So Aiden raised 250B, Schoolboy 2, and 450B. That's a long week, so my suggestion to you guys, if you don't know about these events or you haven't gone to one, chances are you have because you're listening to this, try to ride more than 2 classes if you can afford it. It makes the day go by a little bit quicker. You're not as cold.
Yeah.
Because that's the problem with amateur racing or when you go practice, and that's one of the problems for me, and I don't know, I'll ask you that too. Sitting around all day and then having to go 100%, right when you get to your gate and you've been sitting around 3 to 4 hours, it's hard to do.
I mean, I'm going to say it's hard to do. It's the hardest part for me is just not knowing where I'm going. Like, I don't have a problem with going 0 to 100 right out of the gate, but it's the part where, like, if they don't give us a side lap before our moto and I don't know where to go,
right?
Then it's hard. But if they give us a side lap before our moto, then I then I'm okay with it, because at least I know what I'm doing. Because when I'm usually nervous for a race, I'm more nervous about, like, not really worrying about other kids or anything. I'm mostly nervous about
where you're going,
where I'm going to go on the track. Because, like, I don't know where to go. There can be a kicker here. I can crash. Or
that's the same with me.
That's the only part that I get nervous about.
That's good you brought up the point. I'm the same way. Like, I don't really care about the other people.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
It's a matter of me going, oh, did I go on the wrong line or something I can't see?
Yeah.
And I hit it, you know, or like, hey, I'm in eighth and I got to move real quick. And then you got to go somewhere where you're not used to going and there's some big hole or something.
Yeah.
So,
like your rut that you took that almost took your head off because the tree was there?
Yeah.
All right. So the track did get better, correct?
There was a day where it got better, then it would kind of go back to like being hard pack again, and then it went back. So like it was like a yo-yo. Whichever one you're gonna get was basically.
Honestly, like the dirt itself, it's super soft. How they prep, they disc it up, and there's huge dirt clogs in the morning. I went out for a parade lap early in the morning when it was fresh. You think like, oh, I'm not going over there. It's huge dirt clog. You're like, I'm gonna deflect my fork, but it's soft. You can plow through it, but it's really deep. It gets down to a certain point, like a foot and a half, 2 feet, and then it's hard.
I feel like last year was softer, though.
I think they had more rain.
Probably, yeah.
We had more rain last year.
I feel like last year the soil was a little bit richer.
We only had one rain delay, which is about 3 hours of delay.
No, it was like an hour and a half.
Well, we're supposed to start at 7, and we started at 10 for the pro moto. So it was like 3 hours.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
And we didn't have that much rain. We had a cell come through. It actually helped the track.
It did for that day.
Yeah, that track was really good on that day.
It was really good.
So just break down your races a little bit. You can start with whatever class you want to start with, but just break it down from start to finish and talk about the divisions and so forth.
So I basically just got bad starts all week. That was basically, I mean, for every other class. I don't think I started inside the top 10 probably once. My best start was probably like a 15th.
Okay, this is what I'm going to do. When I push this podcast out tomorrow,
yeah,
I'm going to post
a start video
of you.
Okay.
You people, if you're listening to this early and you go to my Instagram, Keyfring Testing, watch Aiden start. Literally, dudes will be a half a bike length out of the gate, and then Aiden decides to go. I don't know what the fuck you were doing.
I don't either, because usually I'm pretty good at starts, but I don't know.
I was so pissed at one time.
Ugh. Which time?
The time that you actually swooped around the outside and came out good. I didn't even make it to that corner with my visual eyes on you because I was so pissed, I walked the other way. And then Shorty's like, oh, dude, he shred that outside. I was like, yeah, okay. And then I walked as I got to the finish, I walked across the start for your first opening green flag lap. You're like sixth. And I'm like, wow. That was impressive. Then I was back into it again.
Yeah.
Well, there was another time, too. What moto? Oh, it was the moto that you crashed. When you, I think it was school. No, maybe it was 250B. You, like, again, horrible start. And then you were, like, making your way up. And I think you got up to, like, sixth.
Is this the last moto?
No.
This
is one of the first motos.
This is the worst moto. This is, like, the second worst moto of the
week. Oh, yeah.
You crashed, and I was standing in with dad, and he was like, it's fucking embarrassing. It's embarrassing. I'm going back to the truck. This is dumb. Spending a lot of money is stupid. I'm like, oh my God, you need to calm down.
That's calm. I'm calm. I'm just saying things that I feel inside, right? I'm not freaking out on you. Like, I don't freak out.
No,
on
he
him.
Wasn't freaking out, but I'm just like.
But I'm just saying, like, you come to do well. And that's what I'm talking about, this whole amateur thing, the parents putting the money into it, and you're doing everything. And I relate to the families, the dads and the moms that have a full week of work, getting the motorhomes ready, the trailers, the bikes, the parts, the drive, and then you watch your children in hopes. You get there and you have these visions of your kid doing well, right? Or these things that you want them to do, and then you see something else. It makes you so upset. And some people deal with those emotions better than others. I just feel like I think them, I speak them to you, and then I'm chill with Aiden when he gets back. I'll speak my mind, but I'm not gonna throw shit.
No, I know.
Like, I don't, you know, I'm not that gnarly.
No, but I'm just like, ugh.
But yeah, your starts suck, and we'll post it up there, and we'll have people debate that. Hey, sorry to interrupt this riveting amateur national podcast, but we got some commercials, we got some bills to pay, but hey, these commercials will save you some money, so listen to them. We'll be right back in about 5 minutes. Stay tuned. Lots of good stories coming up, so hold on one sec.
Screenprintingdone.com.
My dream is the world's most powerful t-shirt.
Do you want to look good, but you ain't got the money?
Trying to get some t-shirts made?
Yeah, buddy.
Go to screenprintingdone.com.
This is a t-shirt.
You can get anything you want on that t-shirt.
I'm about to show you guys how y'all can look fly.
Your business name.
That's my business.
Your kid's name.
Oh, Billy.
Your favorite phrase, like, let's go, buddy, or free jailbirds.
I agree.
Anything at all. Screenprintingdone.com.
T-shirt printing business.
Mention Kiefer on your next order and get 10 free t-shirts.
That's what I'm talking about!
Screenprintingdone.com.
I know it's tough sometimes, guys. What engine oil should I run? What weight? Synthetic or non-synthetic? It's tough. But you guys, I've been running blood lubricants for about 2.5 years now. I've had great results. If you guys are looking for some great oil, the Barracuda Blood Series 1040 is what we run in all of our test bikes here. It's specifically formulated for the most brutal racing conditions on earth. Look, heat, high humidity, silt, mud, whatever you got, this Barracuda Blood 1040 can handle it. 1040 is a great weight for most motocross and off-road machines, even though maybe your owner's manual says run 530 or 1050. To me, 1040 is a great weight. Check it out. Barracuda Blood Series. It's been through Baja 1000, the 500, Mint 400, Vegas, Torino, all of our test bikes here. 100% synthetic oil. It's great stuff. You put it in, and I run about 2.5 engine hours. I take it out, and man, it still comes out pretty damn clean. So you can use the code Kiefer at checkout over at bloodlubricants.com. Save yourself 25% off a case of oil. They have all different kinds of stuff. They have suspension oils. They've got sprays, chain lubes, whatever it is for oil-related stuff for your off-road motorcycle. Check out bloodracing.com. Ride-engineering.com. You guys want to get some clamps, some bar mounts, some chain blocks, brake calipers. Adrian over there at Ride Engineering has a lot of quality parts. And if you use the code KT20, that'll save you 20% off what he offers over there. So that's ride-engineering.com. And he is not only the guy who tests the parts, I mean, I help him as well, but he also has an engineering degree. Holy crap. So go check him out, ride-engineering.com. Use the code KT20 to save some money. You guys out there thinking about buying a new 2024 YZ450F, 250F, and of course, they still make two strokes. The new YZ450F is narrower, more compact, and lighter. It's built to do one thing, go faster. 2024 YZ450F is unchanged, but it is a proven winner, has won many shootouts, as well as the all-new 2024 YZ250F. That has won some shootouts as well. And it's all over at Power Motorsports. So go check them out. Get your new Yamaha from the number one Yamaha dealership in the USA. The pros at Power Motorsports in Sublimity, Oregon. Let them know you heard it here. That's right. The one and only Kiefer Tested Podcast. Call or text 503-769-8888 and ask for the power price. I don't even care where you're at in the USA. Maine, California, Florida, Washington. Just go visit them, powermotorsports.com, or hit me up, Chris at KieferIncTesting.com, and I'll get you in touch with the guys over there at Power and let you go rip around on your new scooter. So fun. Dress properly for your ride with a helmet, eye protection, riding jacket, or long sleeve shirt, long pants, gloves, and boots. Do not drink and ride. It is illegal and stupid. Welcome back. Thanks for hanging in and not being a total a-hole about the commercials. We appreciate it. And don't forget, use those codes, save yourself some money. That way you can go riding a lot more. Here's the show. So let's talk about your 250B moto. Let's just talk about 250B. So divisions, you had 250B and Schoolboy 2. They had divisions, right?
Yes.
So in amateur racing, people listen to this, you know this, but when you do your heat race, that counts as your moto score. So Aiden had a couple divisions.
Yes, I had two divisions.
Yep. One of the fun things that we could talk about is we did not know what division you were.
Well, we did, but then they screwed the whole thing up, and then everyone freaked out, so I ended up being in another division.
So, again, some people deal with emotions better than others. I see that at the start line every time I go to these things. I sit back, And I'm the guy who observes. I just sit back and watch, right? So I'm sitting on the bike, and I'm watching these dads flip the fuck out, mechanics flipping the fuck out.
This was schoolboy, too, because it happened first in that one.
And there's guys already lined up. You know, they line you up by number, by the gate. And then they're like, hey, get all right. You got to go back. We got to regroup because some of these times got screwed up. And so we were Division One originally.
Yes.
And then they screwed up.
Division Two for both.
Division Two. They were calling Aiden's name over the intercom.
Why did we ever figure
people are texting me, watching the live broadcast, saying, hey, man, they're calling Aiden's name. I'm like, I don't know, man. We're Division Two. That's all I know. So I'm that way. I'm not like in the starter's ass, like, what the fuck? All I do is I casually walk up to the group of guys that are barking.
I saw this and I wish I would have videotaped it because it was casual, but it was with a
intent.
Intent. Yeah, you were coming in with like a hurricane.
I don't remember what I said.
You walked up, you're like, we got this shit figured out. Do we know what we're doing up here? We got it handled.
That's all I need. Just get a little hype clap, you know, hey guys, you know what the fuck we're doing yet? We all good? Like,
I don't think that starting guy had any idea what was going on.
No, he just gets told what to do.
The next day when I had another division, and when I was sitting there, I'm like, do we got it together today? He's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, the division yesterday when you got it all mixed up. He's like, I didn't get mixed up.
Which guy was this?
It was that dude. It was that dude.
The bearded guy?
It's the bearded guy that tells you what your number is.
Oh, the tall guy, not the shorter guy.
Yeah. And he's like, I didn't get it messed up. I'm like, I'm just saying, do we got it together today? And he shows me the paper on the thing that says, in writing, it says, divisions have been revised. And he's like, see, they've been revised. And I'm like, congratulations, man. You can write down divisions have been revised. That doesn't tell me anything.
Well, it's not his deal. It gets from the tower
to him. I know, but
it
was like,
Yeah, and he's the middleman. I feel sorry for those guys because they're the ones getting the shit. And the tower is the one, whoever's doing this, the girls and the scoring, all that, they're screwing it up.
I just think that after the mix-up in Schoolboy 2 and then the 250B moto was the next day with divisions that you would have gone back and checked it.
Don't forget the other mix-up, too.
Well, those were the only two divisions that were timed practice for gate pick. So you think that after that little ordeal, you'd go and be like, let's check this out, make sure we got this all handled.
It's just never simple as far as, and look, I'm not a promoter. I want to do a race. I want to see if I fuck up a lot. And just people bark at me. I want this. Probably I want to feel it.
Probably will.
You think so?
I mean, yeah.
I feel you like gotta, maybe I would, but I don't feel like I feel like you've been doing it for how long?
Yeah, but it won't be perfect.
I know perfect. That. I'm not hating. Like, look, they have a lot of things to do. There's a lot of moving parts to all of this, right? I get it. And we are the bunch of assholes that complain about everything. We're sitting here talking on this show about the track and then the scoring and then you didn't give us the thing for the vet, you know. So, but there's a lot of great things that they do. But I'm just saying,
there's a lot
of
miscommunication. Though.
Yes. I can't understand why you can't do divisions. Okay. You got time qualifying 1 through 20 or whatever. It's just like supercross.
I don't even know
Qualifying one, right?
Heat race one.
No, you got qualifying, right?
Yeah.
You got 1 through 40.
Yeah.
First place, heat one.
Second place,
heat two.
Okay.
Third place, heat one. And just throw it down. Go down.
Yeah,
I don't understand it.
Well, and so we were parked next to the Townsends, and Gray has moved up to 250, so he was also in the same class as Aiden. But
Grayson Townsend.
Grayson. Yep. Call him Gray. Anyways, God,
Jesus.
Lordy have mercy. He was in Division 2, and so when I walk by and I see all this commotion happening with Division 1, I call Libet, and I'm like, hey, are the boys down here? Because everything's messed up. I don't know what division Gray's in. He's supposed to be in two. He might be in one. I have no idea. And she's like, oh, my gosh.
It is nice in the world of amateur racing when you have other families. It's like a team. You think you're not on a team, but you're teamed up with someone during this week, right? Like, we are teamed up with the Townsends. We shared information. Mostly they shared information with us because we were racing or we left.
Yeah.
Yes.
But I feel like it's a team effort with the people that you pit. That's what I like about our sport is you end up staying 4 to 5 days at a track and you're camping or you're sitting there or you're parked next to someone. You end up getting to know them a little bit and their interactions. Most of the time we parked next to some assholes before and we don't talk to them. But like the people that we had on the left and the right were all cool.
Yep.
And then you end up helping each other out. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, do you know what race this is? You share that information. It's pretty cool how that goes down. I think that's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, so I'm an observer. I like to observe things, and there's people that get fired up about certain things, right?
Yeah.
I only get fired up about a little, not a lot. But I thought that they did fairly well. They recovered from that fairly well.
They did. I mean, they did pretty good. Yeah.
We're going to talk about WMX in a minute. That's a whole other thing.
Yeah.
But I've caught the fever.
I feel like they haven't had really, I feel like compared to last year, they didn't really have any screw-ups, though.
No.
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 The only thing I will complain, and this happened last year now that I think about it, and it happened again this year, we're always there when daylight savings time happens.
That's your fault.
That's on you.
That's your fault. Hold on. Don't even blame them.
No.
They said it.
Don't.
They said it
over the intercom.
I got free stones back.
You screwed us.
Huh? Yeah.
I got free stones back.
I'm okay, fine.
Yeah, you screwed us. Listen. We sat in the parking lot for over an hour and a half.
Hold on. Let mom speak. Go ahead.
Listen, if you go off of their schedule,
yes.
The schedule says first three races report to the start at 6:45 for a sight lap. Well, we all know now that it's daylight savings time, so the sun's not coming up for an hour later. So why don't you put that on your schedule? Like, why do you not revise your schedule that is online and be like, okay, we're starting at 8 o'clock instead of 7 because the sun does not rise until
the sun will not rise tomorrow. Bet your bottom dollar that you'll be waiting in your van tomorrow
for an hour and a half and tell your wife that you jacked up.
So anyway, we're at this Airbnb. It's 30 minutes away in Corsicana, which was nice. We went fishing.
Yep.
Felt like I was Tyler Intichnap.
Yep.
Fishing.
What are you talking about? I'm the only one that caught fish.
Loving every day.
You caught the fish. Mom caught a crappie.
Yep. Oh, I couldn't catch nothing. I suck.
And we unhooked them. Let him go. Aiden, I don't know what's wrong with Aiden. He freaks out on fish. He gets sad.
Sad? Not,
you killed that
my
fish.
My kid gets sad about
you killed,
fish.
You killed that fish. You know that.
No, I didn't.
You screwed him.
He was on it. It was hooked on his lip. We got it out.
Oh, I was talking about the one in the basket.
I didn't kill him. They were in the basket floating around. Someone else caught some fish, and he's like, let him go. And I'm like,
I tried letting him go, too.
You're an idiot.
The idiot wouldn't come out, so.
Yeah.
I tried.
It's a fish.
I tried, dude.
They're not very smart.
That fish has a family, too, man.
Could you go hunt and kill something?
No, I couldn't.
I couldn't either.
Exactly.
But I could kill fish. Well, for whatever reason, I could go, as long as I'm eating it.
Remember that time when we went fishing, you slapped the damn fish on the rock, and he's like, oh my God, you killed that fish, dude. He felt so bad for that fish.
No.
That's how I felt. When you looked in that basket and there's a fish flopping around, I told you to save it. And he said, no, he's fine. It's just a fish. It's fine. And then you threw the basket back in the water. Yeah, that's
well, they were living inside the basket in the water. They're fine until they get ate, right?
And then the guy's, yeah, exactly.
Guy's
right
gonna hop. This guy's going to chop his head off.
There you go, right
not
there.
Not
going
to feel anything.
I don't know.
Mom's hitting the damn thing with a hammer.
No, I'm not. I hit it on a rock.
Okay. I feel like that's a little inhumane.
It's all inhumane, all right?
I mean, people probably listen to me. We're a bunch of pussies.
Probably. Catch and release, man.
If you knew my dad, people, I'm not nearly as bad as my dad.
No.
My dad saves everything, and I grew up with fucking animals all over hell in my house because my dad would find these things, bring them home, and my dad worked all the time. So guess who got to take care of all these things? Your boy, Chris, over here.
Your boy, Chris. the animal wrangler.
So yeah, that was on you. They did announce this daylight savings new time. Hey, 8 o'clock. I mentioned this on the drive, and you're like, nope. I'm like, okay. And then we sat there, which wasn't bad because then we had a nice poll we put out to the social media world. Which movies do you like better, Adam Sandler or Jim Carrey? I was on Jim Carrey's side. Well, Sandler won 75-25.
Mm-hmm. Yep, there you go.
But
I'm just saying, why would you not change it on the schedule online? That's all I'm saying.
You're right. But you're all right. But
yes, it's my fault for not double checking. However. Yeah.
But you're right. Now that we've been to these things, we know how this works, right? We can't rely on the track and the owners and to let us know. We have to know.
Here's the thing. Next year when we go, he's going to be A. So we have 10 and 1 o'clock moto. So.
That's easy. Thank God.
So we don't have to be there.
I'm not driving back east. I'm not driving the van. I'm out.
Okay.
Anybody out there want to drive? I'll pay you to drive my van. Gladly. I will load up the van, pay you a certain amount of money, drive out there, You could pick us up at the airport. I will pay you because I don't want to drive. As long as you get there, as long as you don't stack up the van.
Or get our shit stolen.
All right. Give us the rundown about your races, Aiden, please, because we got a bunch of crap to talk about.
So basically the moral of the story of the whole week was I had to come from dead last or mid-pack to top 10, and I dealt with some arm pumps, some motos.
Because here, we're a very transparent family.
Okay.
You know, mom doesn't want to talk about certain things, mm-hmm. okay? Mm-hmm. I want to talk about them, mm-hmm. but she pushes back. So I don't want to get in the shit house with mom, so I'm not going to talk about certain things. But with you, you be quiet. Me and mom are talking right now. What is he like when he comes back from that first moto, when he was up there and just threw the anchor out, Army passes him, and he comes back? What is this dude like?
He was pissed. Why are you whispering? I'm not whispering. He was very upset. And honestly, like, I took my time coming back because I was like, I don't even want to be back there right now.
I'm sure you guys can relate to this, so I'm going to reenact my child as I get to the van.
Yeah, because you got back there long before me.
I get to the van. I'm not happy, so I know he's not happy. When I race, I do crappy. I don't want people barking at me. I get it. I grab my son a water and a Gatorade from the ice chest because he's, you know, just had a moto, 20-minute moto. I go to set it down by the chair. He's sitting in the chair. This fucker. He swipes my hand. He Bocelli's the Gatorade out of my hand. He swipes my hand, knocks the Gatorade off, and then with the other hand, swipes my other hand and knocks both of them off my hand.
See, I didn't even know this.
And then I look at him. I go, if you ever fucking do that ever again, we will pack up and we will skedaddle right out of this Freestone hell.
Skedaddle.
Okay. So that will never happen again. I'm giving you water and Gatorade as a nice dad. I could come back fired up and be in your ass, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, that's Aiden. The reenactment was, I'm it. I'm done. I get on pump. I don't want to get on pump. I'm yelling. You might want to turn your speaker down. I'm getting on pump. Let's pack it up. Let's pack it up, dude. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on. I can't start. I got arm pump. Never. I just always get arm pump here. I get arm pump here all the time. I don't know what's going on. And I go, hey, man, it's one moto. Chill out. You'll loosen up. No, dude. No. Or the new one is, yeah, for sure. Yeah, for sure.
I fucking hate
now,
for sure.
Now, as a family member, I don't believe in violence that much. But at these times, I believe violence solves
is the answer?
All problems.
Violence is the answer.
I want to look at my hand and then spread my five fingers and then smack the taste out of his mouth. That's what I want to do. And wake him up, be like, hey, it is one moto. So 20 minutes goes by, he calms down a little bit. We reinvigorate him a little. It gets better. He still gets arm pump. And to his credit, to your credit, a lot of people got arm pump. The track leads itself to that, right? Choppy, hard pack ruts inside, on, off, up, down. Like, it leads itself. It doesn't flow that well. It's pretty busy. Mm-hmm. So you got to work your way through it. And then what I tell him, and I'm going to tell you guys too, especially you old guys listening to this, you have to learn how to ride fast with arm pump if you want to do anything. Because these people are like, oh, I'm going to have arm pump surgery. I'm going to do that. It comes back, dude. Like, luckily, I don't get it that bad. I get it at times, but I know how to get rid of it because it's my riding. I know what happens. It's because you're riding tight or you're not breathing or hanging on too tight. These are things why you get arm pump, right? Or mental. You know good guys are there, and you're trying really hard, and then that forces you in a ball and makes you ride tight or hang on tight, right? Mm-hmm. So that's the reason why you get arm pump. So anyway, that's a reenactment of you.
I
know you just said, this is sum it up. We're just going to sum it up. No, we're not summing it up. We're going to explain what you do.
I didn't even know he did that. You didn't even tell me that.
Yeah, because I don't want to relive it. I'll just get mad, right?
Yeah.
So, and then here. Because you know, if I tell mom that, what is she going to do? She will pile on, or, yeah, you know, if you do that, that does a lot for you. What are you? And then she just goes, piles
on. And then it gets me more, even more pissed.
Yeah, then you're mad, and then I have to break both of you apart. I'd just rather not tell you.
That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
So anyway, go ahead. Arm pump, moto.
He tried to show me your start, one of your last starts that was super shitty. Look at this. I'm like, I just witnessed it. I don't need to relive it. I'm fine. And he's like, fucking look at it. I'm like, I don't want to see it.
She yelled at me. I just said, look at this real quick. Look how late you are. And she's yelling at me. I don't want to see it. Get away from me. And she walks away from me. And then I'm talking to you while you're racing. I go, that's it. That's a wrap. He's done. He's going to get caught right here. I knew you were going to get caught by this one guy. I go, that kid's getting him. She's like, I can't be around you. I can't be around you.
Negative.
And she leaves me. I got yelled at for being on the track. I didn't tell you about that.
You did?
Was the last day. You know how I went through the gate and I was on the track clapping?
I didn't think you were that close, though.
I was on the edge of the track, right? Because the mechanics area, one complaint, Freestone, your mechanics area sucks.
Yeah, we had to lean again. Hell,
you can't
dude.
See. You guys going through the... It's a gnarly rutted straightaway. And then we're 20 feet away from the track. The board, you can't see.
And there's a damn tree right there,
There's
dude.
A tree. There's ruts. It's shaded. Like, if the kids look at the pit board, they're going to cartwheel. And we're trying to explain this to the AMA guy. He's barking at the mechanics because they're hopping the fence. They let the board out, and they come back the fence. And I go, dude, we're not in danger. We're not hurting the kids. Like, move the fence out a little bit.
Or change the damn section.
But what would be another good section to have the mechanics area there? Where else would be sufficient?
I mean, that section is fine.
The start, make it like how the Nationals were, where you went right back across the start again, and then you turn left, and then you go right again.
Yeah, that'd be cool if they did
exactly.
that.
Exactly. Yeah. Do that. So anyway, it's safer.
So this guy, one of the videographer guys came and said, hey, man, get out of there. They're gonna penalize Aiden. Oh, AMA guy was watching. Oh. And that's when you're podium for the...
Oh.
So I could have screwed you.
I almost screwed myself.
Could you imagine that? I come back like, dude.
I'm sorry.
I just got docked. You just got docked.
He's like, I don't know that guy. I don't know him.
Oh, man.
I don't know him.
So anyway, go ahead.
So then, yeah, I think I got like ninth at Moto. And then the next day.
Look up his results real quick so we can.
Seventh.
Look at the Moto score so we can talk about that.
Yep.
Go ahead.
And then the next day.
What's the next day? Explain to people because.
I'm trying to
so
remember.
So Thursday, you had a...
I had one moto.
Right, 250, or Schoolboy 2.
I think so.
And that's when you threw the anchor out, and you got 7th or 8th?
I think I got 7th. I was in, like, 4th.
You got 7th. He was in 4th, and then just really threw the anchor out. Like a SpongeBob threw an anchor out on the ship, and you see him floating down, and he's riding it around. That's what the anchor was.
I've never got arm pumps so bad before. I got arm pumps so bad.
And then Friday...
Friday, yep.
You had 250B and 450B. So 450B was first.
Yep.
You rode really good.
I came back from dead last to fourth. I got arm pump again that moto, but it wasn't as bad
right.
as the day before prior. And then...
Malinowski and you were going at it.
Yep.
And Malinowski, Ryder Malinowski is Milt Reimer's stepson.
Yep.
The owner of FXR.
He's staying
at Club MX and training. So yeah, he was on a 350.
Yep, it was hard because I get pulled everywhere.
Right. And then your 250B moto?
250B moto, what? I don't remember. What did I get 250B moto?
Yeah, I think you were 7th.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's another one, too. I came back from dead last again into 5th, and then I crashed, and then
you
I got...
360 in the back, right?
No, I crashed on the tree turn, and I got 6th. So I came back from dead last to 5th, crashed, got 5th. Or, sorry, was 5th, then crashed, got 6th. And then the next day on, was that Friday? So, Saturday, which one was Saturday? Oh, yep.
Just Schoolboy.
Yep. I got a bad start again, dead last.
We know you got a bad start. You can skip all that.
And I worked my way into 8th, and then I crashed. I did a 360. And then from there, I just got...
13th?
Cut. Yeah, I got...
I packed it in too. I started walking.
Yeah. I was probably mid pack again, and then I got tired from picking my bike up and then having to come all the way back through again. I just got tired.
450B.
That was Saturday. Sunday.
Yeah, I'm just saying we're just going to wrap yours up here. 450B, four, and then he was right behind. There's a lot of good guys in 450B. So in these heat races, you have half of the guys in each heat, right?
450B then, didn't have a heat race.
I know. I'm just explaining to people. Okay. In the other classes, they had heat races, so half of the good kids were split, right? But in 450B, they didn't have heat races, so most of every good kid was in the 450B class besides Dudney. Dudney didn't ride 450B, and Dudney was probably the fastest.
Second fastest guy there all week.
Yeah, well, I would say fastest B kid all week, but yeah, probably second overall, if not third, behind Gavin.
Yep, and
top three overall fastest kid of the week.
Yep.
159s, like ripping.
Yep.
He lives close to there, but regardless, it doesn't matter. I don't care about home track advantage. Like, you rip, you rip.
Yep.
The kid was riding good. You were right on Gibson, Landon Gibson's ass. I felt like you could have gotten a third. I think once you got that, you could have been in the mix. There was another guy, Landon Hartz, and then...
No, it was Alvin, and then it was Diesel Thomas.
Diesel Thomas, but Hartz was there for a bit, and then something happened to his bike.
He fell. He didn't. Nothing happened to him. He fell.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Okay. By the way, I don't know nothing about this kid, Landon Hartz, but he was in the mix all week. He was up front all week. Like, first impression of Landon Hartz, I'm going to give it to you.
Okay.
Don't know him. This mechanic.
Mohead.
Yep, Mohead. If you guys know Mohead, he was Star Racing for, he was Jay Coop's guy for a while. He's doing his own thing now, and he was there helping Landon, the team. The dad paid him to be there, so he's going to be there for a couple weeks. I like Mohead. He's a good dude. Charles Castle's brother. We got to talk a little bit. So as I'm walking away for practice, this is on practice day, Landon Hartz goes, boop, 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 and he goes, boop, 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 off the start to do his practice start.
Yeah, I saw that.
And I look over at Mohead, and I'm like, he looks at me, and I'm like, Ibley. I'm like, this kid knows how to fucking start. It was bad.
Well, dude, so
like,
you
it was
it.
Like it bogged. It was like, oh.
So you missed it when they got the division jacked up. He went to do a practice start, and you know how they drop the gate when you do a parade lap. Mohead was holding the gate. Mohead didn't even drop the gate yet. The kid hit the gate, dude.
He did.
The kid hit the gate, and the gate went forward. I was like, oh, okay, because I saw the wah 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 the eight-time clutching it, and dude, then he hit the gate. I'm like, oh, shit, dude. It's going to be a long
I look
week.
Over at Mohead. Mo looks at me. I shake my head. I'm like, oh, God, that's your guy? And then and then the next day, I'm looking at this kid. I go, oh, shit. I go to Mohead. I go, hey, dude, I just want to be completely honest with you. I thought your dude sucked when I first saw him, but then I'm watching him. I'm like, dude, he's good. So, like, he's like, yeah, he had some problems with his whole shot device. I'm like, well, that wasn't his whole shot device that made him go in 50 years sharp. Yeah. But anyway, he was in the mix. So in your last moto, you were up in the mix. You had a podium spot locked up. You crashed in the tree corner in
I
the
crashed.
Back. Like, you hopped out of rut. You said it was in the morning.
It was in the morning. It was probably, it was in the morning, and it was hard to see because the sun was just coming up. And it's there's a lot of trees near the track. So in some of the turns, it's just like pure darkness coming into there.
Pure.
Yeah, pure. And I must have hit a hook or something, and I high sided over the berm, crashed, and then got back up. And I got passed by two kids. They actually were pretty far away.
Best
from me.
Logan Best, yep. And who was the other one?
I don't remember who the other kid was.
Okay. Oh, no, the rider, the bigger dude. He was like a. It was. We're not going to call him Chunky. We're going to call him Fluffy Guy. Ryder Thompson? Thompson?
He was thick. He was a big boy.
He was a thicker dude.
He was a thick boy.
But he was ripping.
He was shredding.
Yeah.
Shredding.
Yeah.
I had to pass Logan Best. So
Ryder Thompson is the Fluffy.
Yep.
Yep.
I passed Logan Best, and then I get fifth?
Yeah.
Got fifth.
You went 4-5 for third.
Yep.
You got lucky.
I did get lucky.
But Aiden needed to pass. So this is when Mom's sitting with me, right? And I'm breaking down the math, right? Mm-hmm. And I say he has to get best if he wants to get the podium because the Ryder Thompson kid would have got it.
He got a fifth, didn't he?
Yep. Because he would have went 6-4 for a 10. You were on a 10 as well, but he would have won on the tiebreaker. So I go, he has to get one more. And you straight up, I don't know if Logan got tired or whatever, but man, you got him. And Logan ended up getting a sixth.
Yep.
So that was good. I mean, he's a good rider. He was in the mix all weekend as well. So, 450B, Diesel Thomas won, Landon Gibson, Aiden, Landon Hartz, Ryder Thompson, Hillen, Logan Best, Devin Ruth, and Fowser, and Canyon Richards. Good B. I mean, the B class, honestly, this is the first time I actually got to see all of the kids pretty much that are in the B that are good. And me and Daniel Blair were talking. This is a thick, like, for like two or just a B class period.
There's a lot of more kids this year than was last year. There's probably
I think there's faster kids last year, but there wasn't as many as there is this year. You know, like Drew, all those guys. I feel like the quality is better last year, but now that you look at like all these kids, you guys are all fast, and there's a lot of you, right? There's like six or seven of you, eight even, that could win a moto.
Yeah, if you look at qualifying, that from besides Dudney, from second to like eight was all in like a second of each other.
Right. And what I like about watching your class, there's so many different styles to each guy. Like, you got Dudney, looks pretty sound on a motorcycle. Steers the rear a lot, like, looks good. Gibson, looks good on a bike. You got the Hearts kid that's tall, lanky, looks like Travis Preston. Logan Best, he looks like a pocket rocket.
Like
small little guy. He can barely sit on his bike.
Looks like Jeremy Martin.
Yep. And then you got you. I feel like you're more finesseful. And then Diesel Thomas, he just hammers.
Hammers.
He just fucking chicken wings it everywhere. His fucking rear wheel was shaking like he was out at a club, dude. Just bounced up and down because there's mud on one side over the finish line. I thought the thing was coming straight off. Like, and he just had it hammered everywhere. So there's a lot of different styles in the B class. Very fun to watch. So if you guys are interested in amateur motocross, this class will be fun to watch throughout the whole year at all these races. Lots of good kids, and I think, which means the A class next year will be these same kids, which will be really good.
I mean, maybe, because some of the kids are still young. So probably some of them will move up, some of them won't.
Most of them. I feel like Gibson will move up, you will move up, Hillen will move up, Logan will move up.
Yeah.
A lot of these guys will move up, you know?
What about Dundee? Will he move up?
No, he's still young. I mean, unless he
wins. I think he will.
Unless he wins both classes, then he has to.
No, because he's going to win. I don't know if he's riding. It doesn't look like, from what I heard, he's riding the limited classes at Loretta's. I think he's riding the premier classes. So some of these kids, what they do is they'll ride limited classes, kind of like what Liam Aloff did, to get his feet wet, get some good results, and then kind of bump start your factory ride, you know, output.
Yeah.
Which is smart. That's how you do it. So Aiden last year rode these premier. We didn't even do that. We just put Aiden premier right away.
Yeah,
so I'm like,
no,
fuck
we
it.
Didn't. We didn't do stock classes.
No. So.
Well, it's too much of a hassle, though, because the one year he did, it was like he had to have a stock bike. Built
and
bike.
I'm not keeping him on a stock bike all year. So I'm just like, hey, this is what we got. Jump in the water. Here we go.
Or like Grayson, who is going to ride stock, but he's also riding the premier.
But he's
classes,
young.
But he's doing that just to get more time.
He's 15, yeah. Right? 14.
He's 15.
I think he's 14.
No, he's 15.
Is he?
Yeah.
So yeah, he's young. So yeah, good quality B class. Real quick about your motorcycle. I want to talk about our bikes too, because people want to know about our motorcycle. So Aiden is just, what we did is we got him. So we still have to pay for our motorcycles, people. If you guys think we're on this Team Green thing, we're not on the factory program. Aiden's not on that. We get help on bikes, discount on bikes, and we get help on parts. That's what we do. So
I got four bikes at the beginning of the year and that was it.
Yep. So we have to kind of circulate his bikes, you know, between service intervals. So this bike that he raced this weekend was a brand new bike that Jamie at Twisted built. Jamie, you know, you guys heard from my podcast, he's a really good engine builder. There's two engine builders that I love, is Chad and Jamie. Those two guys are very professional. They do great work. So Aiden's bike has a tumble transmission. This race bike, I don't think you know what you have. Do you know what you have?
All I know is I have an electric water pump. That's all I know.
Boy, there you go. That's so, yes, he has an electric water pump. He has some head work. He has piston. He's running stock cams. He's got different valve guides, valves, and an ECU. So not gnarly, because I don't want Aiden to have a super gnarly responsive bike, because then you will get arm pump and you get tired. We've evolved over the years. I kind of know how Aiden rides. So we like to have more torque, but not a complete rocket ship or just a shit ton of front side on the bottom, because when you go to these tight tracks, they get rough and ruddy. When you have a lot of front side and bottom in with these kids, it's going to wear them out. It's going to yank them around. They're going to go in the corners, try to roll the throttle on. It's going to be herky-jerky. It's going to be on-off feeling. So
herky-jerky.
Herky-jerky. You know what that means?
No.
What would you think it means as a woman?
Hinky jory. I don't know.
Turkey jerky is if we're trying to roll in our corners and we're moving our throttle hand, the bike goes,
Okay.
That's herky jerky. On-off feeling in the testing world. It's too on-off feeling. That's what we say.
Okay.
So Jamie did a great job with your engine, yes?
You did a really good job, yeah. It felt like my Loretta's bike last year.
But then you rode your Loretta's bike, and you said it's...
That was a different bike. That's a different bike.
Okay, but that is a Loretta's bike.
That's old one.
2 years ago.
Yeah, that one is too touchy.
So Aiden also has a Mitch Payton Pro Circuit engine on a Supercross bike back east.
Yep.
How would you compare them?
See, I don't really know because I rode that bike on Supercross, and I never really got to open it up, so I couldn't really tell you.
Uh-huh.
But I feel like my bike that I have right now that Jamie just built has more front side than my Pro Circuit bike back in Georgia,
mm-hmm.
which I feel like that has more mid to top.
But cleaner on the Mitch bike?
I'd say my Mitch bike runs just a little bit cleaner.
Yeah, so we're going to do a review, but just kind of a breakdown of the Pro Circuit bike as well as the Twisted Development bike. If you guys are looking to get some work done on your KX250, kind of give you the flavors of each engine and what it's like. We currently are on a 1350.
Yeah.
We go back and forth from 1350 to 1351 on the gearing. I feel like with how much front side and torque we have with this Twisted Development KX250, I didn't want to put them on a 51. Do you think your gearing was okay?
I felt like I maybe could have used a little bit more in some areas.
So you maybe wanted a 51?
Maybe off the start, I probably would have wanted a 51 probably.
Most likely at Loretta's, we'll go to a 1351 just because it's deep.
And it's soft.
And you got to get out of that, right? Freestone, although deep.
It's not as deep as Loretta's,
though. Right. So, that's where we were on Aiden's bike. Currently running Rental 839 Fat Bar. Are we on full waffle cut?
No, I'm just on half waffle
soft.
Yeah.
Dunlop MX34 front and rear. Aiden likes a 34 front.
Yep.
Okay. 110, 90, 19 rear.
Yep.
DID chain. We have a Pro Circuit shifter. So if you guys are looking for a stronger shifter, because on the stock KX250 shifting tip, those things get packed with mud really easy and they bend. And then they get flappy and just loose. Kind of like if you had a 35-year-old marriage, 35 years marriage, and just you got a wife that's loose. And,
yep, there you go. Yeah.
Hi.
Wow.
Hi.
Wow.
You still got 15 years? You're good? We're going to talk about your blizzard in a minute. Just relax.
Yeah, we're going to get there.
We're going to talk about your blizzard and your blizzard. And your whatever else that you had.
God.
What else do we Guts Racing Seat, Decal Works made up some sick graphics.
Yep.
I like the font of your numbers.
Yep.
So that is cool. And CMT. So if you guys want some really custom trick-looking carbon fiber guards and protection, CMT Custom Shop on social media. He builds the custom carbon fiber stuff for Mitch at Pro Circuit. He also has his own stuff. Very clean, Sano-looking. A lot of people came to me and say, hey, who makes that stuff on your bike over the week? And CMT Custom Shop. He is a local high-des guy.
Right,
he lives out in the sticks, and he freaking builds some bitchin' shit.
Lives in Wrightwood, doesn't he?
Feeling,
yeah.
Yep.
Like right on the cusp of Wrightwood, isn't it? Like in that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Mark at REP has. Yep.
Did my suspension?
Yeah, well, we put Aiden on a new setting this week. He never even got to ride it. He's tested it on practice day. And I think from the setting that we have last time, we are a little firmer.
Yes.
And so we're going up a little bit as Aiden gets faster and more aggressive. We are going stiffer, but nonetheless, nothing special. No A-kit, no linkage, just revalve from Mark,
yep.
Different spring rates, and bada boom, bada bang. That's it.
That's it.
iRace, not a lot to talk about.
You won.
I won. I feel bad when I leave there. I feel like I don't race. I was telling my wife on the way home, I don't like when I leave a race and I raced. And I feel like I didn't race. Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm.
As I get older, and I ride a lot, these guys have jobs for a living, real jobs, not like me. And, the guy who got second started riding when he was 30, yeah. So.
And he rode good. He rode good.
Yeah. He's a big dude. Looks like he should be a linebacker.
He's a hockey player, isn't
Jeremy Parsons from Florida. He owns, what's the track he has? Sunshine?
Sunshine, I think.
Yeah, just his backyard track called Sunshine. He has people there that ride with him. So, seemed like a nice guy from New York. I didn't meet the other guys per se, but just a bunch of, I like about vet racing is everyone's cool. Everyone's pretty laid back, and you know, we all have somewhere to be on Monday morning, so we're not going to kill each other unless I know who I'm with. If I'm with Brownie or Travis, we're going to kill each other, so I know what to expect. I'm fine with that as long as I know. If you come up to me on the line and say, "Hey, I'm here to die. I'm here to kill you, and we're going to race," I know where you're coming from. But if you fist bump me and say, "Hey, I got to go to work on Monday," that's how I'm going to treat you. That's how I am. You want to battle to the death like in 300? I'm down.
Boy. Jesus.
But just let me know.
The movie references are just like.
My KX450. So a lot of you guys are stoked that I'm riding the KX more. I told you guys I would. I'm doing that. I may ride the Yamaha at another race coming up just to kind of compare. And then also the factory edition, I'll be doing that as well. It is undecided what I'm going to race at Loretta's.
Oh,
we're racing Loretta's now?
Oh.
Yep.
Whee!
I'm only racing if Brownie's racing. Is Brownie racing? Do we know?
No one knows what Brownie's doing. Right. I don't think Brownie even knows what he's doing.
Maya KX450 is stock engine, airbox cut, ECU mapped by Chad from Vortex. Oh, Chad from XPR with a Vortex ECU. stock gearing, Pro Circuit muffler, Tie 6 Pro. So if you guys want a muffler for your KX450, look for the Pro. I haven't ran the Pro that much before. The difference between the Pro and the Tie 6 is the insert, the perf inside of it's a little bit different for an AMA legal sound. But with this bike likes a little bit more back pressure. So I use the Pro because the perf and the core inside is a little bit smaller. It sounds a lot better than the Tie 6. The Tie 6 is loud and a little bit raspy for me. So I go with the Pro. You're looking for a muffler for your KX. That one is really good. We both ran ETS MX-18 Racing Fuel that our Vortexes are mapped to. So MX-18 is the fuel. Guts ribbed seat and REP suspension that I tried for the first time when Mark built it at the track. And that was my setup. And, I mean, people are saying, "Hey, Kiefer, how do you like the bike?" Look it. I'm pretty honest with you guys. Obviously, I'm racing it, so I have to like it at least to a level where I feel like I want to race it. You can ask my wife. If I'm not racing a certain bike, it's because I still got a lot of work to do on that bike, and I don't think I'm ready to race it because I know I will suck on it.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, this one is this KX is much better than last year's KX, way better. I can actually ride it. You can push it. It corners well. It's easy to manage. So yeah, for me, I'm really enjoying my time on the Kawasaki. So if you guys need to know more information about that bike or Aiden's bike, Chris@KieferInkTesting.com. You guys can hit me up and I'm happy to help you. Or just go to my website. There's a bunch of info or these podcasts. There's all kinds of info on the bikes as well. All right. So I told you guys to top five it. Or give me some five. We're going to start with mom because I feel like there's going to be a lot of content with mom stuff.
Okay.
Oh, we pretty much talked about everything that was on my list.
Which was your list? What was your list? Read it off.
Push
that mic closer.
The mix up for the motos.
Mix up for the motos. Okay. We ducked about that.
The vet schedule
changing. We ducked about that.
We talked about that.
You said ducked.
Ducked. Okay. We ducked about that. Vet schedule changing.
Yeah. No.
He's just getting his list. The tower not communicating with the start guy.
Tower not communicating. We
kind of touched on
that. Oh, yeah,
with
yeah.
Aiden.
Yep.
I went up there like 12 times and mixed up with that. Yep. The lady at the tower that was very nice. Like, the ladies that work there are super nice. The gate girl's really nice.
Nice.
The tower lady was super nice when let me sign you up when she told me that.
Texas is usually pretty nice people.
Yeah. It was super nice.
Okay.
Very friendly. The daylight savings time thing, that was it.
Thought you had names. No, let's call him out. What, you scared?
No, I just, I mean.
What are you going to talk? You're hiding something. Go ahead.
I'm not hiding anything.
She's hiding something, huh, Aiden? This is what my wife does. Like, she feels like she can't talk about certain things on the show. Do you think calling these names out is making fun of the people?
Lunchbox.
Kinda.
No. We just want to talk about these weird names that are out there. Doesn't mean they're weird people. I just want to talk about these weird kid names that we have.
Like Chainsaw we got over here.
Yeah.
Chainsaw.
This guy's Chainsaw. We saw a kid with Lunchbox on the back of his jersey. It said Lunchbox 77.
It literally said Lunchbox. I was like, hell yeah.
I saw a kid that ride off-road. Forbes had, like, he had a set of moose gear. I took a picture. It's on my social. Like,
oh, yeah.
Race to GNCC.
Okay.
Yep.
Race to GNCC. I didn't know anything about. Don't know who he is. But I just said, hey, man, I'm going to take a picture of you because he had old-school moose gear, like Ty Davis, Hare and Hound moose gear. It was sick. Okay?
Yeah.
What are the kids' names?
Oh, hold
see,
on.
I told you to be ready for this.
Do you know maybe less mine then?
Go to his.
Okay. So my first one is how the track prep was. I didn't like it. It was too off and on. It was either good or it was bad. Didn't know which
what
one.
What if it was just bad every week? You'd be okay with it?
What?
What if it's just bad every day? You'd be okay with it?
I mean, at that point, at least I know what I'm getting.
Aren't you
right
glad now. At least it got better?
It didn't, though. It was good for one day, and then it
was...
That's
bullshit. I rode 2 days.
It was back to hard pack the next day.
It's going to get hard pack, bro. No. What do you want from it?
Last year was good. Last year was good.
Because it rained.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that was that.
It's hard to please, Aiden.
We talked about how races were. We talked about starts. Who impressed me?
Who impressed you? Good.
What's the dude? What's Edwards? Last name Edwards. That Hayes Edwards kid.
So Aiden doesn't know anything about Colin Edwards, which is depressing.
Nope.
Colin Edwards, mega, mega superstar in road racing. Colin Edwards, the father of Hayes Edwards. He just turned A.
He rode really good.
First, I think this was his first or second A race.
Yeah, I think it was a second or something.
Top five pretty much all week?
It was like 4-3 all week.
Okay.
It was pretty good. And usually, and at Loretta's this last year when he raced B, he didn't really do that good, but he rode really good this past week, so okay. That actually was impressive. And then my last thing is the funnest part about the week.
Okay. I want you to think about this, too, when we go to the names. Who's underwhelming, who thought would have done better? Because we need to call people out. That's what we do here.
Okay.
This is what we
do. I mean, I expect it for myself, so.
Okay.
So anyway, go on. The funnest part of the week.
It's a mixture.
Okay.
Because I had fun away from riding when we all hung out with the Townsends and in between motos and we all just hung out.
Mm-hmm.
That was fun.
Yep.
Or it was kind of like, it was fun, but at the same time, it kind of pissed me off was getting my podium. Because I expected, back to that question, I expected myself to be better throughout the whole week.
Okay.
Which I feel like I kind of let myself down a little bit.
By the way, Hayes Edwards got third overall in 250 Pro Sport.
There you go.
He went 3-5. 3-5. Okay, so we didn't say this. Pros at three motos.
Yep.
He went 3-5-6 for third overall.
There you go.
Who won Pro Sport?
Drew Adams.
250 Pro Sport. Drew Adams, Parker Ross, Hayes Edwards, Bernard, Gavin Towers. I don't even know how to say this guy's name. I'm going to butcher the shit out of it. Preston Masciangelo.
Masciangelo, yeah.
Masciangelo. Colin Allen, Wyatt Creighton, Dylan Blecka. And Jordan Miller.
Shock is low.
Top 10.
Oh, that must have been the one that Gavin Towers got docked for.
He got docked?
I think he got. I thought I heard
Gavin
he
got, Towers went 8-2-1. Yep. So maybe he got docked in that first moto.
He got docked.
Yeah, I don't know why.
For what?
I honestly don't know.
To clear some of these up, because I got a lot of questions about Gavin Towers. So, yes, he is still on the Star Racing Yamaha team. They have an agreement with the NSA team, which is the amateur side of the Yamaha team. So the big stink was he wanted to wear Thor gear. So that's why people are like saying, what's going on? Because he's on NSA graphics, NSA bike with Thor gear. He pitched a bitch, I guess, and wanted to keep wearing Thor like the star team. And the NSA team wears Moose. So no hate comes on Moose, but yeah, of course, I'm going to want to wear Thor. Same company, Moose and Thor are Parts Unlimited. So under the same umbrella, but he got his wish, so he got to wear Thor, but he is on an NSA for these amateur races. So unless he's riding Futures, he will be on a Star graphic motorcycle. Amateur races, he'll be NSA.
That's a lot of work.
So there
but
you go.
Star racing still goes to the race.
And there's Star guys there to help him. Correct.
There you go.
So it's a blended.
We are blending. We're blending. We're blending.
So there you go.
All right.
So you're pissed and happy on the podium.
Yeah.
And then you liked hanging out with other people.
Yeah.
That's your thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Heather, names?
Oh, I think my favorite one.
Favorite as in worst or favorite as in like as my favorite?
It's just unique. Jersey St. Croix.
Jersey St. Croix. That's not even bad. That's just like cool.
Yeah. That's.
Yeah. What's some bad ones?
Oh. I don't know.
What was the Roxin?
A spelled Roxin.
R-O-X-I-N?
Yes.
Roxin what?
I didn't have the last name.
Mm-hmm. This is what she does. She doesn't want to take that. Mm-hmm. Look, at nothing wrong naming your kid weird names. Like, it's fine. I'm just saying, well, you see a lot of it now.
You got Chainsaw.
Chainsaw? Yeah. Anything else we got for names?
No, that was it.
All right, your surprises? Do you have any surprises that you thought were cool?
No. No surprises.
I thought Sophie Phelps would have done better.
Yeah, I did.
I don't, because she hasn't been riding. This is. Let's talk about what I want to talk about.
Oh, okay.
WMX is back. So
this can be a whole nother rant.
This could be a whole nother show.
So here's the thing. It's a good thing that it's back, but at the same time, the way that they're doing it, I don't agree with.
Okay. We'll talk about that in a minute. Okay. So I'm just glad it's back, for
yes,
one.
It is cool that it's back.
I love to see women race. And there is more women racing now than there was 7-8 years ago. There was a period of like a really, like a lull in women's motocross. 15 years ago was peak, like gnarly. I still say the GOAT, Jessica Patterson. Okay? Not Sarah Whitmore, Aiden. Jessica Patterson in that era, Ashley Filick, all of that.
Who has more Loretta titles?
Sarah Whitmore, for sure.
No, okay. I'm sure JP.
Continue. Go ahead.
But it's back. But what they're doing is they're putting the women in different
events
and schedules. So they had a race. Their first round was in Daytona, you know, at the Ricky Carmichael Cup. And then now they're at the JS7 Freestone. And then I don't even know what the next one is. Can you look up that schedule?
It's WMX Springadeen.
No, they're not at Springadeen.
Not Springadeen.
I thought they were.
No. Okay. And then they're going to sprinkle them in at some nationals, which I think they should just leave them at the nationals. Maybe not all 12 rounds. Maybe let's just do, or 10 rounds, whatever it is. Or 11. I think it's 11. Whatever it is. It's 6? Put them at 6 of the races at the nationals.
And make it an actual series.
This is a series.
No, because here's the thing, right?
March 12th and 16th is in Texas. And then...
That was what we just had.
Nope. This one's in...
March 12th and
7th. March...
March 17th and March, that's this week.
Oh, is that Springadeen then?
That's Springadeen.
Oh. Okay, so
it is Springadeen. And then June 16th at Mount Morris.
And that's it?
There's four more rows. Hold on.
Oh.
Anyways.
Mom's really bad.
This is when I was watching the women's racing this week, this is what pissed me off is most 95% of those girls are not going to show up to all the rest of the nationals.
Local, right.
This is what I feel like they screwed up on is, like you said, they should have put in the nationals, but... You make it a legit series with an AMA. I don't know. Are they doing like a full blown AMA plate like they give out?
So
it's a series. They just got to go to different races.
But this is the thing I don't like is if you sign up for the one race, you're in for the whole damn series. I think that's bullshit.
Why?
I don't know. That just pisses me off. Because
what do you mean?
Not
I understand
even,
what you're saying.
It's not even like a legit series because you're not
getting points for every race.
Yeah, but you're not like. Look who Hannah Hodges won Daytona. Hannah Hodges didn't even show up for Texas.
Then that's on them. They're not doing the whole series.
That's what I'm saying. That's what pisses me off.
You
got
to be in it to win it.
You got to do the whole damn series and put them in the nationals.
Well, you can't make people do
them. Well, but here's the other thing that's...
Do you think Hannah Hodges would do the whole series if it was at the nationals?
Yes.
I don't think so.
Well, no, but I'm just saying, like, give these girls time because they dropped what they...
Give them premier events. That's what I want.
Give them legit actual tracks and not this dumb amateur races.
And Daytona, they only had a one moto.
Exactly.
One
what
moto
what the hell is that? Why are you doing one moto?
And they just got their rule book the morning of.
Exactly. What?
Look it. I feel like. Oh, go ahead.
So it went Daytona, then it went Freestone, then they're at Springadeen, then they go to High Point, then they go to Ironman, then they go back to Baja Brawl, and then the Pastrana Pro Challenge, and then Moto Playground for.
So not even Loretta's.
No.
Loretta's is not in it.
They are not in it.
Okay, which I'm fine with.
That is okay with.
Because they don't have to qualify for Loretta's. That's a separate event, which I'm okay with.
Yes.
But going all over hell and these different little events that they're doing in conjunction with other events, like, I don't know. Maybe they do that to try to attract more women. Maybe if they feel like they just put the women inside of these outdoor nationals that those other locals won't show up. Well, maybe that's what they're trying to do. Like,
I mean, yeah, but here's another thing. I feel like factory teams
I feel like should be getting more involved with women moto.
I agree, because you're going to sell motorcycles, right? Like, what's the goal? Like, when someone hires you, it's like, hey, I want Aiden Kiefer on my team. Your goal is to sell motorcycles. Like, that's where I think it gets lost in translation with you kids. These kids are like, yeah, I got to ride. Do you think anybody gives a shit?
See, I don't know. I don't know.
I'm just going to use someone's name, all right? Parker Ross. He's on SLR Honda.
No.
Is Parker Ross selling motorcycles?
No.
No. Aiden Kiefer, are you selling motorcycles?
No.
No. Your goal is to be pushing the brand that is helping you. That's the goal.
Do you think that majority of...
So hold on, let me finish my thought for a minute. So these women and these factory teams, they should hire these girls like they did with Ashley,
exactly.
Jessica Patterson. They were on the team. And I feel like women that rode looked up to them, and then they would purchase that motorcycle yep. or the gear that they're wearing because they look up to them.
Exactly.
They're influential.
Like, well, I feel like they're not.
So I'm not getting a Sophie Phelps a bike. They're doing it on their own.
Exactly.
SLR Honda, what's the girl's name?
Michaela.
Michaela. Anybody know about Michaela? No. I don't know much about her. I mean, I know Verb and Playground, they do good stuff, but like, dude, why not? And props to Honda for actually having SLR Honda, okay? I'm not shitting on that. I'm just saying, like, can we get them legit? Like, Ashley Filick was on a factory motorcycle.
It was on a factory Honda deal.
Like, and as much as they will use that bike, I know they could afford it. Star Racing, let's get a Star Racing girl.
Exactly.
Let's get a factory cow. How sick would it be to have a factory cowie girl?
It would be bitching. It would be sick.
So I feel like they're missing a market because our sport is growing. And there's honestly...
Well, if you look at majority of the women that raced, they also raced other events at Freestone. They raced the other women's class.
Yeah, more time. That's on the track.
That's yeah.
Because they're only racing two motos.
But maybe that's why they're doing it at more of these events, because they'll have a bigger turnout for girls versus going to a national.
No, that's what I said. But regardless, they need to have more premier events for the girls. Like, honestly, and here's the thing. This died. I found out about this before other people did. And I told some girls. And they're like, no, we're not. We're not going to have that. There's no way they're bringing it back. And they are, and they did. And they're at some outdoor nationals. But I think some of these girls and their parents expected to be at the outdoor nationals. And I think, what, they're at one? Mount Morris?
No, they're at home.
Or Ironman? So that's it, Ironman.
No, they're at Mount Morris. They're at...
Ironman,
and that's it.
So the combine will be at Ironman and the women's, which is cool.
Yeah.
Well, see, that's the thing.
And I hope they put women during the pro schedule.
They won't.
They have to.
They won't. They'll do it. This is what they're going to do. The same thing they do at the combine, and they're going to do it on the amateur day, and that's how they're going to do it.
That's bullshit.
Exactly. That's what.
I feel like they're not. I feel they're going to go one moto on one day and then one moto on the actual
Saturday.
Or they're
only going to have one moto, period, like they did
at
Daytona.
No, they'll have two motos.
I'm going to say they do it on amateur day, like they do the combine, and that's going to be it.
I just think these manufacturers are missing some sales by not helping these women. There are some very, and here's what I viewed at these women, this race, okay? These chicks are tough ass bitches. They're tough, dude. I have not seen so many gnarly wads over the week. This chick over the finish line hit a kicker, was McGrath in the air. Knack-knacked her way. She didn't even land on the bike. She knack-knacked, didn't bring it back. Boom! Planted in that hard dirt. That landing was hard. She rolled over. Got up like a fucking zombie apocalypse and picks up her bike backwards, which I've noticed. This is a thing with women.
They pick up their bike
differently than men. In order to get the strength to get it off, and props to this girl. I wish I knew her name, because I would love to say, because she took a digger, dude, and she got up. She didn't get help. No one helped her. I was going to go help her. She got up. She stood behind it, like her back against the seat and the side panels, and then lifted it like behind her, and then got on.
Hell yeah.
I walk under the tunnel. Step up in the back. Cartwheel. Silencer. Bing. Off the bike. Gets up. Zombie apocalypse. There's baby Chris Bloses and all these women. They get up and they keep going. Granted, the diversity of speed is a lot. You got really good women.
You got the top four girls that are half a track or literally.
And then you got beginner women.
Yes.
I don't care. I'm here for all of it. I'm here for the gnarly crashes. I'm here for sharing chapstick on the line. What Michaela came over and asked Sophie, do you have chapstick? And I'm thinking, why the fuck would you ask for chapstick in gear? Oh, no. Sophie has a pocket with a chapstick.
I would have a chapstick.
She has a chapstick, and they share chapstick. And I'm thinking, what the fuck is going on?
They're too nice.
They're sharing chapstick. They all talk to each other. Okay, a little drama before the first moto of WMX, just like what we had. Some girls didn't know their practice was timed, so they bitched at the starter. We didn't know practice was timed. We didn't have our transponders on. So the girls and the parents that listened and had some time qualifying got screwed because I guess it's a democracy. So they pulled all the times, and then they had to draw straws or draw hangers, clothespins. So I'm sitting, again, observing. That's what I do. I sit, observe.
Yep.
Some dads are pissed, but they're cool. I'm thinking to myself, I'm talking to the dads. I'm talking to Sophie's dad. I'm talking to Lala's dad. Never met him. Seems like a good dude. By the way, she's unbelievable. We're going to talk about her in a minute. I go, look, no one is going to roll all the way down the inside and take your gate, dude. Like, because these girls were like 1, 2, 3, right? So they're all on the inside at Freestone. I go, everyone's just going to start where they start, right? It's going to be mellow. No. There was two girls that came down the line and said, oh, I'm sorry, and then got in front of Lala's gate. And Lala was maybe third in frac because Sophie was second. I think so. So Lala didn't have a good time to qualify. Anyway, third, still good, right? She said, I'm sorry. And then the dad's like, don't worry, we'll see you on the track. That's what I said. I'm laughing. I'm like, this is awesome. And then another one, I saw this guy. I wasn't close enough to hear it, but they're yelling at each other. And I'm like, fuck yes. WMX is back. And it's popping off, right? So then, but everybody's chill. No craziness. Nice. They take off. Gnarly crashes. The girl Lala, I don't know how, I can't understand her when she talks because she barely talks. Yeah. Barely talks. But she rides like a man, and that is the highest compliment I can give a lady that rides. Usually ladies look like ladies when they ride. You can just tell. I cannot even, if you put a mixture of women and men on at Glen Helen, I could pick out
who
99% of the women just by how they ride, right?
Yeah.
That's the aggression. There's no aggression.
Lala, she rides like a little dude. Like how her hips are out, her elbows, looks like a dude, like legit. Sophie is, I thought, looked like a dude, too, because we ride with Sophie. And yeah. She has dude tendencies when she rides, which is a high compliment. but this Lala girl, and she's 14? I don't know how she
I have no idea.
Young. She's going to be a problem. She's going to be a problem, like Aiden should have been. She's going to be a problem with other women for a long time. If she sticks to it, that Honda, KTM, give this girl factory bikes. Give it to her, promote her, push it. I'd rather hear about Lala Turner than Jet Lawrence. I want to blow her up. Blow her up. She needs to learn how to talk a little bit more. Work on that. But like,
yeah, we'll get there.
She rips, and I feel like she can influence other girls to come up and do our sport.
There you go.
But I'm glad WMX is back. Let's try to polish it up a little bit.
Maybe it's the first year, you know, they're trying to figure out how many girls will actually come to this. So maybe next year they'll step it up a little bit. They'll actually do it at the damn nationals.
The girls are tough, dude. Michaela wadded in College Boy. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, dude. She screwed her knee up.
Came back. Still got second.
In College Boy?
No. She was in third in College Boy.
Yeah, she was third.
Lala's racing Super Mini.
And killing it.
Taking... Not even that. She was riding what? She was on a 250. And
she's riding Super Mini. She rode with Grayson's class, 250B Limited.
She was in the limited class.
She was 10. She was 10th the whole damn moto.
Crushing teenagers' souls out there of dudes. Like, as a man, I know people are like, oh, everybody's equal. That's bullshit.
So she got
like fourth. If a girl is in front of me, I'm pissed.
She got fourth in super mini.
Damn.
Two. She got first in girls senior. She got first in women's and 27th in 250B limited.
What was her hold on? What was her moto score?
Just give it up for Lala.
Hold on. What was clap the moto it scores in two in limited?
11th and 29th.
Damn.
That was 11th. That was
11.
Damn. She was passing dudes. But and you could see when she passed him, dudes would be like,
that's
oh,
also heat race, too.
I don't even want to go back to my truck and hear my dad.
Dude, I'd heat, ride back, dude.
She had heat races, too.
I would be back.
Anyway, props to all the girls. Good job, Heather. Good job, girls. Ladies, you're tough. You're tougher than most men. That's and good. You're happy. I love happy people. And when it's a happy girl, I love it. You know? Mm-hmm. I know evil lives inside mom most of the time, but when she's happy, I love that.
Oh, my gosh.
She's going to be so happy when she sees that medium-sized Dairy Queen Blizzard tonight.
Ugh. So, anyway, if you guys haven't checked out WMX races, check out the schedule. Go watch them. Encourage them. It's really, really fun. These girls are unbelievable. I mean, these top three girls are fast. And I'm sure Sophie, she's one of our good friends, great family from Utah. She took some time off because she thought WMX was kind of done. She was kind of done. She's going to start her life. And now she's racing again. So she will be better. She's a great rider. She's won Loretta's twice.
Yes.
So, yeah.
I wonder if, what's Jace's sister? Will she come back?
No.
You don't think so?
No, she's done.
So, and that's another thing. Like, we talk about women. I know this is a big thing in America right now. Women not getting paid as much as men and all these things. And I feel like I was kind of detached from that, but now that I see women in our sport doing what we're doing, I'm like, man, they should be getting paid. Maybe not like factory, but like, can we get them some salaries, like these top women? Like, can we pay them a little bit so they don't bail, you know? Like, I mean, the dad's putting the money in there and they're watching their girls. I mean, let's face it, the reason why the girls are racing is because at some point the dad rode dirt bikes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the girls followed suit. Well, and they liked it.
And another one that's good that's coming up is Hannah Jameson from Colorado.
Yep.
She's.
I haven't got to see her ride that much because she's always racing the girls, and I haven't seen the girls race.
Yeah.
But yeah, but I heard
also,
she rips.
Yeah, she ripped, and she motos down in some of the other classes too. Takes
so
some
yeah,
boy
so
souls.
Awesome to see women motocross take off again in 2024. So let's support the women out there. Let's give them positive feedback. Tell them how good they're doing because, man, it is really fun to watch. And let's keep them on dirt bikes. Keep everyone on dirt bikes.
You
honestly
just like the drama at the start.
I like drama when it's not me, but like, I just like to see people flip out. That's what I like.
The best is me and Aiden were sitting in the Townsend's motorhome. We were watching the race live on TV, and you start texting me, there's drama at the start with the women. Oh, I love it. I'm here
and
for
then I get a text. Big crashes.
Dude.
Damn.
And we're just watching it
in all caps. Damn. Big crashes out here.
They get up, dude.
I ran out that motorhome so fast.
The
to
wall,
come watch.
The chick hit neutral off the wall, dude.
Yeah.
Dude, I did that one.
I did
if
that.
If you haven't been to Freestone, there's like a little hump and then a wall so you could slam into it. Well, I think she got a little whiskey, must have had an arm pump, hit the wall, endoed off the wall, cartwheeled, chick landed on her bike, got up.
Zombied
up and proceeded.
You know why? Because women have babies.
Give it up for women having babies.
Okay, that's a good time.
Oh, yeah, you're tougher than us.
Right.
That's no doubt.
Right.
A 7-pound thing comes out of your vagina.
Okay.
And Aiden's
that's
out.
Fact. Aiden, you came out of a vagina.
Okay, that's a wrap.
I'm just saying, imagine something coming out of your pee hole.
Yep.
Right. Exactly. Right,
thanks, guys. That's enough.
Unbelievable.
Right,
well, WMX. Catch the fever.
Okay.
Because it's been caught over here.
Oh, boy. Who wins Springading?
Want to hear my surprises?
Okay,
yes.
My disappointment. Gavin Towers.
Oh, boy.
Look, you're on a star Yamaha team. You got to win. I don't know. And look, if you were hurt before, apologies. I don't know your past, but I don't think you've been hurt. I mean, you crashed at Daytona pretty bad. That was gnarly.
But you finished the race.
But you finished the race. That's the pressure that you have to. If you're on a star team, this is what comes with it. You got to win. Like, I expect more from him. He's a great rider. Don't know much about him or the family. But when you have a ride at star, it's expected to win. So, I think if you were to ask anybody, hey, is it a disappointment or was it a good ride? I feel like, sure, he won the last moto.
He won the last two motos.
Well, it says that Gavin Tires went 2-2-2 in 450 or an open pro sport.
Oh, so then.
So Drew Adams went 1-1-1.
Okay.
So he did win.
He won a moto.
I thought he won the other moto, too.
Yeah.
For some reason, I thought he won the last two motos.
Yeah, me too.
But Shorty going third is surprising for me. Like, give it for Shorty.
Yeah, Shorty.
Shorty went 6-3-5 for third overall. Consistency pace. Look it. You're a young kid, and you want to be a professional, and you have a 40-year-old man beating you. That's not great. Not great. So, need to start busting ass a little bit more. But, nonetheless, kudos to Andrew for riding as well as he does, because I know how fast these kids are. Like, Drew Adams, Gavin Towers, Parker Ross, these guys are great riders, and he's in the mix. And, well, I shouldn't say in the mix. Drew and Gavin are pretty much gone from Andrew. But past that, depending on when Andrew got tired is where he finished. But, yeah, Gavin, I think, is going to be a great professional. But when you have pressure from a team like that, you have to be winning. You can't have some KTM privateer kid in your ass. You know, you got to be dominant. So I thought he would at least be closer to Drew. But, man, Drew was on another level.
Drew was doing really good.
The Dudney kid, never saw him ride a big bike. Didn't know much about it. I knew about him and from super mini days, but he's fast. And I know he lives around there, but he rode really good. And Aiden battles with this kid named Alvin Hillen. He shredded on the last day.
Yeah, he did.
He shredded.
Yep.
So those are my kind of standouts and things that I thought could have been a little bit better for a rider. And but otherwise, yeah, I think the whole event was nice. Weather was good besides that one day. It was a little bit cold in the last day in the morning, but I mean, I've been there. We had worse weather last year.
Yes.
So not as much mud.
Yep.
I mean, last year, man, holy crap. We were washing bikes like every single day. Like we could have got away with maybe not washing every day, but we did. But yeah, that pretty much, sums it up besides Mom Blizzard.
Yep.
So if you're ever with our family, you will think we're weird, and I understand that. That's just okay. I get it. We like to have fun. See a name, that name will stick with our family for a week.
Yep.
Lunchbox.
If Aiden gets beat by someone, and your last name is something that's cool, I'm going to use your last name against Aiden for 3 days. That's what we do.
Yep.
What's the last name that I used recently? Oh, Malinost. Don't get Malinost. So what that means is don't get beat by that guy, so I'm going to use your name. So that gets under his skin, then he should be able to ride better. So I'm using you to help my son. But anyway, we have this stupid game here in the family that you have to cancel things every day.
Cancel.
Cancel.
Cancel for me today, by the way. Cancel. It's really bad. It's a dumb game, and I probably shouldn't talk about it, but we're going to talk about it.
It's really stupid.
And I think you get it from me. It's an apologies to you, Heather. But anyway.
It's nap time.
God, you're boring right now. I'm fired up.
It is nap time.
Time to wrap it up. Wrap it up.
So this game is called... So I'm staring at the pool right now. So like it's cold outside. Heather, you got to go jump in the pool. Something's going to happen to me.
No cancellations.
No cancellation. I'll say that. And then she feels obligated. She has to go jump in a chilly pool now because we don't want karma to come get me, right? It's a fuck game. I tell you, it's really bad.
It's a manipulative game, is what it is.
So then, this is what happens. We'll be doing something. You wake up and go about your day, and you forget to cancel your day. So if you say cancel before someone says it, they can't get you.
But they have to hear you say cancel.
Yes, you got to be heard. You can't just wake up and say cancel everything for me, and no one hears you. You got to say it in front of everybody that's playing. So we're driving out, and Heather didn't cancel anything, right? So Aiden's like, you got to eat a large blizzard. Something's going to happen. No cancellations. And she's like, fuck. And she doesn't eat that. So now, you got to suck down a large blizzard.
No, you compromised and said a medium.
And worried about getting a FUPA. Ugh.
Yep, so when we go drop my computer off at Best Buy, we're going to go to Dairy Queen right down the street. And we're going to suck down that damn medium blizzard right there.
And if you see Heather wearing yoga pants, and she looks like she has a pot.
A pot?
A little belly. It's not a baby.
It's well, a, I mean, it's a, it is a baby.
It's a blizzard.
It's a medium blizzard baby is what's inside.
It's
that
a blizzard
thing.
Oreo baby.
Oh, and she sucked at McDonald's, too, on the way home.
And she sucked. Aiden got pictures of her eating. And there's nothing more flattering than when you see a woman sucking down a cheeseburger.
From Mickey D's.
So mean.
And she sucked down Chick-fil-A French fries the night
Woo!
Before.
Damn!
Damn! The night before was the night before that.
Give it up for mom and sucking down the fast food. Yeah. We did not eat very good, I'll tell you that much. We went to Bucky's. You didn't talk about Bucky's at all.
Oh, and she sucked out a Bucky sandwich. Give it up.
Yeah.
And
what was it? What is it?
It was just a brisket.
And some fudge. And some fudge cookies, boy.
Why are you yelling?
I'm getting excited. All right, hype it up. Give it up.
What else did you suck down?
Yeah, you made me sound like a fat pig.
A Coke from McDonald's, too?
How's that diet going? Did you weigh yourself today?
Huh? No, I did not weigh myself today.
Whoa.
That's a rant.
When you pause or you say what, you answer the question with the question, you know the answer, and you did, and you're not happy about it.
I mean, it's not horrible. It
was like, what was it?
2 pounds over what I normally
Can we
am.
Say it on the air? Do you care?
It was 133.
And you're normally one, what?
I was 130 when we left.
Yeah.
Hey, Ed's about to suck on his blizzard.
I'm trying to get
headed
up to 160 here.
Here we go.
We're
give it up.
Bulk up. Bulk up.
No, we're not.
It's bulk up season, everybody.
Hey, we're getting ready for WMX. So that's what we're doing.
You better get your shit together if you're going WMXing. You got to get tough.
I am tough.
All right, that's a wrap. Okay, wrap it up. We got to wrap it up.
Wow.
We got to wrap it up. Come on.
Anyway, that was our time, people. Oh, Freestone MX, fun time. Thank you to everybody that came by and said hi, talked about you listening to the show. A lot of we need more coffee with the Kiefers. Heard a lot about that, but
I heard about how we changed Darkseid's life.
And we did. Thank you to the man that said that, by the way. Don't know his name, but thank you, sir.
Yes, he's very nice.
You said I changed Darkseid's life more than Steve.
Yes.
Thank you. I did do that. He now has a girlfriend. He has nice looking hair. He leads an active lifestyle.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Dang it, dude.
Apparently went to Ruth Chris on Friday night.
Talk a little
with Steve.
Louder. Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Did you talk about Amber?
I don't know. This was courtesy of the Pulp Show last night that we were listening to.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, we drove. So, on the way home, just so you guys want the full experience, we left Freestone Sunday by noon. We have a buddy that has a track in West Texas called Pure MX. P-U-R-E. Used to be called FU Facility. In other words, Fuck You Facility, which I appreciated. But I guess he couldn't roll with that name, which understandably so. But now it's called Pure. So just like we talked about earlier, once I hear a word, I use it all day long.
Yep.
So we're driving. I go, that's Pure. And then I start thinking we should stop and ride there because he has really good dirt. It's a technical track. Aiden, you want to get involved in this? You just want to go on your Instagram all day. So we stopped in Midland. You from Midland?
Oh, here we go again. I'm so sick of hearing about
you from Midland.
That's the next
who
poll.
Who paying you?
That's the next.
Who paying you?
That's the next poll. What's better, Friday Night Lights the movie or Friday Night Lights the show?
Who paying you?
Booby.
You from Midland?
Go sit down, Booby. No one cares.
So we stopped in Midland and we rode on Monday morning.
6 days in a row for riding with me. Give it up.
That's light work, dude. That's light work, man. When you get around 15 days in a row, hit me up, man.
Okay.
Hit me up.
Okay, one-upper.
I'm not one upper. I'm just facts.
One upper.
Faxer. So we rode over there in Midland at Pure MX. If you want to check them out, if you're near West Texas or you're driving through, it's honestly a fun track.
It's Pure.
It's Pure.
It's Pure. Pure fun.
It's Pure fun.
It is fun. It's a good time. And Kenny's a good dude.
Yeah, he is. So Kenny Mash. He had a big one at Loretta's last year, effed up his whole leg, compound, it wasn't good. So he's still limping
on
around.
On practice day.
Yeah, that's not good.
No.
Remember the other kid that practiced and he wadded himself when we first went on 2017? Remember that?
The kid that took your bike.
Yeah.
Shane
Logan.
Yep.
He's an off-road guy now.
Yep.
Yeah, he wadded in practice, broke his wrist.
Yep.
Wrist or hand?
It was a wrist. He has a compound wrist. Yeah, in the straightaway, breaking bump.
Yeah, and they had to do surgery.
So Kenny... wadded on the finish line jump, landed on some dude, and then jacked himself up. So anyway, Pure MX, West Texas. check them out if you want to do some riding. And it's really good dirt, very deep. Tighter track, technical. I think it would be good because it doesn't flow and just keeps you on your toes. And it's super busy. Aiden said his calves hurts when he rides there.
My calves hurt when I ride there.
Because you've got to stand up a lot. A lot of rollers.
Lots of rollers.
Yeah. So, yeah, he just does it for the love of moto.
Yep.
Pretty cool. And he's building a barn dominium on the property.
That's super
So we stayed
sweet.
There. And then we proceeded to drive home. And we didn't leave there until like 1 p.m. And then we just got home this morning at 7 a.m.
And
so,
it's
yeah.
currently 3:30 now.
And we are probably going to go to bed at 6. So there's that.
Yep. So
all
enjoy
right.
this podcast.
Thank you for the people that listen to the show. We appreciate it. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, Chris@KieferInkTesting.com, Heather@KieferInkTesting.com. If you think we give Heather too much shit, please email her and tell her that you feel sorry for her and give her some.
And then please email them and tell them what a bunch of shit sticks they are.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if you're a teenager, you like gaming.
Yep.
You like those stupid chat rooms that you talk about gaming in.
Discord.
If you like wearing pajamas at 3 p.m.
Yep.
I mean.
Aiden. A-D-E-N. A-D-E-N. @KieferInkTesting.com.
Who doesn't like wearing pajamas at 3
o'clock? I don't wear pajamas during the day. I wear shorts.
But you sleep in your shorts, so it's basically
exactly
pajamas.
Exactly, so your pajamas.
Yeah, give me that, yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's just a circle. No. I thought we were teaming against mom all the time. I thought we wanted to team against mom.
Nope.
Why are you turning on me?
Okay, that's a wrap.
I can't wait to jack you over tomorrow. I'm going to, right when you wake up, I'm going to say something. You have to do it. You're not going to cancel.
I'm going to cancel.
Nope.
Cancel everything from the week. Boom.
Please buy some merch. It helps us get to some of these races, and you can wear some cool sweaters. We still got hats? Hat? Two?
Ooh. I
think we got two left.
No, I think we have one.
Ooh, so go get it. Comfortable hats, badass hats.
Hat.
Might have to order
we'll
more.
We'll get more.
Plural.
We'll get more. If you, Heather has a really cool girl's sweater that she doesn't want to get, but I think you should get some for the ladies.
I think
it'd be cool to get some of those and then give them the WMX girls. Totally. So they can wear some Kiefer Inc. merch. Because I support them.
I support them.
Okay. We'll work on that for the next race.
Yeah, you can talk about merch with Heather or just go to our shop on our website and just click. And we're working on trying to get some credit card stuff up there. But right now, all we take is PayPal. So if you have a PayPal, which I think almost everyone does, just do that. And Heather will ship those out to you, stickers. And, yeah, you can rep for us. So coming straight from the high des of California. Next race for us is World Mini.
3 weeks.
3 weeks, so we'll be in Mesquite for the World Mini, and I will be in St. Louis for the Pulp MX live show, so if you guys are going to St. Louis, I will be there for that, and we'll be back next week with more testing shows and some videos, and of course, RacerXOnline.com, PulpMX.com. We are spread thin over here, but we try our best to give you guys some information so you spend your money the right way. We appreciate you guys listening, and we'll see you all next week.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.